Okay, you're good.
We're going to go ahead and open the meeting. Tim's not here yet. When he gets up here, he can take over running the meeting. No additions and deletions to the agenda?
None.
Citizens input. Any citizens input?
They're coming.
It will be under highway because it's under highway.
Okay.
What's that?
Yeah.
So no citizens input.
No. And then, Alan, do we have to do anything specific for the opening of the town hearing?
Same kind of thing we did last time, just open a public hearing. There is no public, so we'll sit for a couple minutes and then see if anyone shows up and give input. If you guys have any additional input, you can give input.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and open the public hearing. I don't have the numbers there that they were saying before.
There's no numbers for that.
Okay, no numbers for that?
No, at least I wasn't. I was going to say, you just say you opened the public hearing for the
public town plan. Public town plan hearing.
Yep.
Okay.
While this is open, unless there's comments, I can kind of just go through the process from here on out, if that's helpful. So as long as there's no additional public comment tonight, I sent Molly some language that she will send our executive director in the morning requesting regional confirmation of your plan and planning process. So as long as you guys adopt the plan tonight, you will have a plan in effect, and it'll then be on our desk to approve it regionally, which will happen in February.
That's this one here, the two girls.
No, that's their Lamoille County plan. Your town plan, they didn't reprint it for you guys. There's nothing. We just made the updated changes.
So that's this draft.
That's that giant thing.
Without the changes in this one.
Yes.
This one has the changes.
I was going to say that one.
I just barely printed this one off. Yeah, what I was going to say. Earlier, so this has the changes.
Melissa and I have read through everything, and all the changes were made that were asked for.
But you sound like you act like you want to read the town plan before you approve it.
No, I've read it so many times now that it's funny in here. And then we had the changes. So, and I tried to keep track of them, but I couldn't find the paper that I had. So, and that all of the ones that were on there. But I guess that
the majority of it was clerical stuff. It was very small. There was nothing major updated.
But also the board can actually bring this up at any time for changes, right?
Absolutely. You can start.
So after we read this, if we find there's something in here in 3 months from now or something that we're not, then we just have a meeting, warn a meeting in here, and we can.
So you would have to still go through the same. There's a little bit different for just an amendment. It'd be a little bit shorter, but you still have to.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying in here that we get down in here because we thought we had it before, and then Leslie had found some stuff that wasn't correct in there. So I'm just asking. I just want to make sure that before I vote on something, I want to make sure I understand what I'm voting on before I sustain from voting on it if I'm not comfortable with it.
Yep. No, you can. The town can elect to make changes and amendments at any point. There just is that adoption process.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure that we're clear because things do change as we find. Okay.
So the data in there for the information that Leslie talked about is current now to 2025?
Yes. She had sent me some printouts of the most recent energy database information. So it's as recent as whenever that was pulled from.
Okay.
Which was in the last meeting.
Okay. So everything is. The numbers are current. That was one of the changes that Leslie had talked about to get more updated data.
Right. I mean, and we went through the changes, and you and Molly and Melissa both went through and read through and made sure that the changes that we had suggested were now included.
Yeah.
Yep. And that worded paragraph was now in there that you guys want to change. And then
about
class 4, right? Was that
class or private roads? Or
private roads, or class 4 or private road. Mm-hmm. And then.
Well, they're separate. Now we have class 4, which are town highways. Private roads or driveways are private.
Yeah,
explained all of that.
Okay.
The wording that you guys came up with and approved, that's the exact wording that is now in the town report.
And then I think it was just others. The only other thing was you added the gas and go or whatever.
Right, and the child care centers, daycare centers was updated. And
So it was just like that stuff was
more
updated.
More. And about the school addition and the things that we talked about at the meeting.
And the Planning Commission feels comfortable with it?
Yeah, those changes were done, updated information. We got sent it today and reviewed through it. Nothing stuck out to me.
Well, we're going to have to wait for Tim to be here before we do any voting on it. Anything.
I think they just heard him pull over.
Might have been Trevor, too. Trevor's coming to snag these kiddos.
Might be Scott too, because he's probably going to be here for the ambulance service.
I told him 6:15, I think.
So, you can always reopen the public hearing if Tim comes and wants to add more. But if he's content when he gets here, you know, you guys can close the public hearing and move on with your meeting and vote for it at when Tim gets here.
Yeah, I'd like the full board here to do the approval of it. I don't want to.
I'm not voting unless it's all three of us here, so. Easy for me.
Yep. All I'm saying is you don't have to sit and
wait. Yeah, okay, so we can go out of it and then come back in.
Absolutely.
With you. Okay.
Yep.
Is that him?
No, it's not him.
So you want to do that?
Okay, yeah, we'll come out of the public hearing at this time until Tim gets here. Ambulance.
He's not here yet.
Scott's not here. We'll hold off on that. Animal control update.
Nothing. We've gotten some complaints about non-dog related issues, so I have I have pointed them to Vermont State Police number.
Okay. Health officer.
Nothing.
None?
Yeah.
Was
that Tim?
Right?
Yeah,
it was Tim.
Tim's coming in now.
Tim's here now?
Yep.
All right.
Made it.
I will.
Oh, shit. I sent Melissa a thing.
That's fine. She sent me it. I got it.
Okay. She's not here. I forgot. But yeah, the roads ain't exactly what they should be. I'll get here.
It's winter.
Yeah.
It was definitely a winter in a couple days.
Yeah.
Main road is slick right now. That temperature came up just enough. So now it's slippery.
So we were just into the public hearing. We came out. We did the health officer and the animal control.
All right.
Those are done. So if you want to go back up into the public hearing and deal with that.
The public hearing.
Yeah, for the town plan.
Oh, that's right.
I'll get you another agenda.
There, thank you.
So they've made the changes and updated everything that we talked about at the last
meeting,
public hearing that we had. And I guess it's ready for the approval. But.
And I did ask, so the board can go through the process if they find something in 2 months, 3 months, or don't have to do anything. We can do it. So whatever goes in there, if they find something or something changes in there,
Thank you. I read a lot of it on my.
Yeah, I did send it.
You sent it to me, so I looked at all the changes or whatever. It looked like they put in everything we thought they wanted us to. So what do you think? Anybody? And so all we got here is Planning Commission. We got Leslie and
This is the public hearing, so this is your time to speak up about the town plan.
I think I spoke up the last time, so.
Yeah, you did a good job.
And I,
think all the
and
changes.
I asked Alex about if they did the changes and got the things updated from 2016 to current 2025, and they said that it's as current as they can get, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I know. There's some of them that didn't quite get all the way, but some of them are pretty good, so. So, so we have to make a motion and adopt this thing?
Yes.
Yep.
That's what we have to do.
Yes, that's what the board.
So now that we've had our public hearing, now that we had all our stuff, now it's time to officially adopt the town plan for whatever it is.
2025 to 2033.
Right here.
2033,
right?
There, you just let us
off. So I guess with hearing all the comments and all the stuff, I'll make a motion that we adopt the town plan is written for 2025 to 2033.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we have adopted that as the official town plan. Yay. Good job, guys. Thanks for all the work. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Alex, too. And Tim, just if I can just have a second, I'll just brief him on what I told everyone else before you got here. So I sent Molly some language. Basically, tomorrow she'll request that we regionally approve your plan and planning process. And that will happen in February at our board meeting. So at this point, you guys have an adopted plan. You guys are in compliance. You can get your money. You can get everything you need. The regional approval will happen, no problem. And then we will just submit it to ACCD. They barely look at it, and then it's in their records as you guys have it.
Right, cool.
So you guys should be all set now.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for all the work again, and the Planning Commission and everybody else, Leslie and everybody that worked on it. I know that thing is always a pain every time we have to look at it. So it's much appreciated.
Mandates are what are hard.
The mandates are what are hard to work around, yeah. So you already did this. Have you done that?
We're waiting for Scott to get here for number five.
Waiting for Scott.
Yep.
I didn't know if... Are you guys here for this e-news sports?
No, we don't have e-news sports on there tonight.
Okay.
No e-news sports that I see. So I think we just... And you already did animal control, you said?
Yes.
And health.
Yep. And health?
Yep.
So we're down to sign orders.
Beautiful.
I see these guys here. We should,
you can skip down to 10B if you want.
10B?
Yeah.
So you want to do that? Get it over with?
Yes, up to you, yep.
Yeah, I mean, signing the orders is what it is. You guys are here.
Right.
So we're looking at Camp Road. Next steps, 10B. And Mr. Lilly is here.
So I moved a couple things, make an extra... probably 6 feet there, and I'm more than, you know, willing to move the fence and all that, just for, obviously, because it's winter and for frozen ground. I was just hoping that we could wait till spring, and then I would have that cleared out of the way.
Where do you figure you move 5-6 feet?
I move the blocks and...
One block?
Two.
One block.
But that gives an extra 6 feet.
That didn't give you 6 feet. You didn't move anything. The snow line is the same snow line that was there.
Well, I don't control who plows the road, so. I mean, if you want to plow the road and the sidewalk and all that at the same time, that's fine, that's your right. And I'm saying I'll move my fence.
Well, so.
Nothing was moved other than one block.
So the next steps are, I don't know what the date is, and I don't know when you got your letter.
It's the 18th. It was the 18th of January.
Right. The next steps are that all the stuff in that letter has got to be moved by 30 days. We can't wait. It's too late. You waited way too long. Now that's an official letter, officially with our lawyer, legally. I understand, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but it's been, you know, 5 years and fooling around, so the stuff's got to be moved by the end of whatever the date is, 30 days after you receive the letter, or the next thing will happen is whatever it said in the letter. I can't tell you what it is, but... I'll stop my
everything
head.
Everything was supposed to be moved by the
18th of January.
Oh, by the 18th. That's not when they got the letter.
Oh, the
18th. I haven't received any certified letters.
Well, no. We sent that last letter. It was registered, certified, signature required.
Absolutely was. Somebody did.
That's what I'm saying.
No, somebody received a certified signatory signature letter. Somebody received that. You had it in your hand last time you were here.
You have to sign for
yes.
that stuff. I you know. You go to the post office and sign for it. I haven't gotten anything like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
I was just sent first class mail.
So, I'm trying to figure this out.
If that's true, if that's true.
I can pretty much show.
Did he send that certified?
It was sent certified.
Signature required.
Asking of me, you're simply asking of one person in town. And I'm saying that's fine. You guys can have that. Even though it's just one person in town, one property. But
it's not that. These people were here just now, and I voiced my opinion to them. Tim gets a letter.
Yeah, not just you, buddy.
If he puts stuff in the
tournament. Well, it is just me. I can show. I have documented evidence to show that it's targeted. You know, when you shut the
just
sander
be
on
clear,
before my driveway, and you turn the sander on after
just
my
to
driveway,
be clear,
for the record, when you do that stuff, like when you turn the sander off before a driveway and then turn it on after, and you do that repeatedly, that shows malicious targeted intent.
Sander doesn't have anything to do with
when
this.
When you look at a road and you go, wait a minute, right here, it's 12 feet wide. Right here, it's 12 feet wide. Sure. Right here, it's 20. But right here, it needs to be 50. That's
no,
you guys,
all
you know,
that stuff.
I'm saying that's fine. I don't care anymore. You know, I don't care. You guys can have your power. You can be your kings and your little
kingdom.
You sent
this, right?
That's fine with me. I'm saying,
like an
official, you know,
member.
So, therefore, I'm willing to move it. It's just give me until the spring to move it. Because clearly,
for the record,
the road is plowed.
So here's,
it's maintained, and it's clear for emergency services.
Here's what we're going to do. Because I think that we...
I need to get into my email.
We don't... Because I didn't do the work, I'm not 100% clear on whether you received a registered, certified for signature letter. I'm not clear on that right now. I thought you did.
It was
certified,
I think.
So how did you know when that signed for?
Yeah, so there's...
You have to get a return receipt report.
That's why you go to... Like, usually when you get certified letters, you get a thing in your box.
It says right here.
At the post office. You sign for it at the post office. Okay. And that's what I'm trying to say.
Right. If you didn't get that, then we will make sure you get one of those. I guess what I'm saying is then the clock would start when you got that. But I'm pretty sure you already got one. But we'll find out. I want to be fair. I don't want to be paying
fair.
Be as fair as I can be.
Good boy, man.
Hey, back up. Go to the car. Keep your yourself just go outside and sit in the truck. So, I'm just here because, like I said, I have a sheet of letter,
understand.
And I understand. And I'm just saying that I, you know, like I said, you guys can have your kingdom. You know, I get it.
That's
you
fine.
You guys can have your kingdom. I'm not arguing with you.
So here's what we're going to do.
You guys can pick me out of a crowd and say, hey, rules for you, but nobody else. I'm okay with that, too. You know,
rules are for everybody.
My whole life.
And as an example.
So what I'm saying is, I'm more than willing to work with you. Again, here, give you your everything. I'm willing to give you everything. All I'm asking for is a little time.
That's certified in first
class. And a little communication. That's it.
I don't know.
You guys...
Yeah, so we're working on that.
Awesome. Let's work
on this. So send via return receipt mail and first class mail so I can reach out to this lawyer and see if they got it.
So here's what
this was on December 18th. Right here was when. So it was December 18th when this was.
But they said they delivered it, but if they didn't have to sign for it, sometimes you have to ask for that. And if we didn't get a receipt, then the date.
Well, I got to ask. So the lawyer signed it. The lawyer is the one who did all of this, not us.
Right.
So I got to reach out to the lawyer.
Just right here.
Oh, geez. One meeting. Hold on. One meeting at a time. So I'm trying to determine whether you had to sign for a letter or not. And the reason I'm trying to determine that is because if you can stand there and tell me I never received a letter. I know you had it in your hand last time you were here, but that's fine. You received a letter, maybe it didn't require a signature. I'm going to try to work with you. Okay. If you're going to stand there and tell me you never received a letter, which is clearly not true because you did have
it. I've never received any certified letter from
you. No, that's a letter. You received a letter,
it
for
was
sure.
It sent to you first class and return receipt.
from our lawyer on the 18th of December.
But I don't know what, we got to check and see if you didn't receive that, and you're going to tell me you didn't receive it, even though you had it in your hand last week. I'm going to take it your word. You didn't receive the certified letter. We will get you a certified letter, and the clock will start ticking the day that you sign for it. That makes sense? I want to be as fair as I can be.
Well, it's the thing. Winter's almost over. So, you know, it's not like the roads, you know, we can be, just be honest. It's not like the road's not passable. It's not like if an emergency or emergency fire, EMTs, any of that can't get through the road, you know, with ease.
So what I'm, therefore, it's basically not like what I'm doing is trying to stay within the rules of, because we already sent you a letter, but you're saying you didn't get it. I'm going to believe you. Fine. We're going to send you a letter again. You're going to have to sign to receive that letter. And it's going to be a guaranteed delivery. It's going to be served.
Yeah, I know what a certified served letter is.
You're going to get one of them in a few days. That day, that 30 days starts counting. So that gives you a little more time, but maybe not all you're asking for, but a little bit more.
If it gets it to where the ground's thawed, and, you know.
Well, I don't know how long it'll get you. We'll get that certified letter.
We'll reach out to the lawyer.
It'll be shot tomorrow. You'll get it within 2 or 3 days. Don't dodge it. Sign for it. Send it back. Well, work with me here.
Yeah, I'm working with you, but I will encourage everybody to drive up Camp Road. Keep in mind that the town is saying
I drive up Camp Road.
Solely in front of my property, the road in the right of way, there can be nothing in it. It has to be solely right, you know, the hole right up to my garage doors, but nowhere else on that road. Or, you know, really, the town of Eden, has it been an issue?
There's a lot of history there, and there's a lot of explanation that has happened. But, so we've come to a place where I think we're agreeing.
I will sign for it.
You will sign for it? That's the day the 30 days will start counting, because we'll get a receipt. And then move your stuff.
There you go.
Deal? Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ. And exactly how I want that to go, but it's... So I think that's all.
Email the lawyer and he comes back and says that he sent it certified and he has a return receipt.
I've gotten burnt by that before. The mailman sends this back. He didn't have to sign for it. You have to say certified signature required.
Okay, so it's that's a, what
return
you're...
Return receipt requested.
Well,
that's what we...
It says return receipt requested.
They sent them four letters. They sent two to the father, two to the son. Two went first class.
Yeah.
Two went.
You heard me. I said, even though you had a letter in your hand, you're telling me you never received this letter. So now we're going to guarantee, if I have to hire a cop to go up there and serve him this letter,
right,
he will have the letter.
That's probably the best way to do it.
30 days from that moment, I mean, if he's arguing, and I get it, he don't want to move the stuff in the winter, but the history is horrible.
The problem is,
he just don't.
We just spent $5,700.
Thousands of dollars, yeah.
To survey that road and put right-of-way stakes in there.
Yeah.
Reason being,
there's
been issues going on up there. A lot of issues.
Well, it's a lot more history here than just what he's talking about is...
Take care, thank you.
Yep, take care. So the history is 5-6 years of harassment.
Ever since he's moved there.
Ever since he moved there.
When harassing somebody sees a message on your phone saying if you push drive... Snow in my driveway one more time, I'll drive you out of the truck and you'll drive nothing but a wheelchair. What would you say?
Yeah, he's
slowly emotional in that moment.
He's more than emotional.
So just to be clear, the guy that was just here, the only reason he's allowed in this building is because this is a public meeting. Any other time, he is legally
not allowed to be around.
He's
struck my father with a gun.
He's got a restraining order on him.
So
this is not just about the road in front of his house. It's about he won't move the stuff. They refuse to cooperate. They also have threatened road crew personnel. Ryan won't even plow that road because he doesn't feel safe driving by that house because the guy stands out there with a gun. It's ridiculous. So that's, you got to understand the history. And we just put a lot of the history right into the recording here tonight, just by explaining it to you folks, right?
Well, not necessary. I mean,
I think it's important that He was speaking and talking about we're targeting him. This is not, oh, his stuff was in the road last week and now we're putting the pressure on him. This is a 5-6-7 year problem that just continues to escalate. And the only way to fix it at this point is to just follow these steps as tight as we can. Now, we could have, because he has this, what would you call that?
The issue that's going on right now is like what's on this tape here.
Thank you.
Yeah, what would you?
Because yesterday, when we were talking about this, yesterday. Yeah,
put it on the record.
When I was clowned by there, he was standing in the road with his snowblower. So
which
I stopped.
SD card is it on, Dad?
Huh?
Which SD card?
The one that's in the big.
The one that's in the big one?
Yeah, you will have to find it there. So I stopped. Him and his father were both in the road. I went like that. And he's sitting there yelling and screaming at me to go by. Well, I can't go by if they're standing in the edge of the road. And I kept trying to get him to go back. Jared came over. He was very good, very polite. He said, thanks for pushing the snow back and everything. I said, can I please get you guys to please step back away from the road so I can plow by? And he refused to step back.
Blocking.
Which one's Jared?
No,
Jared's the father.
Jared's the father. So he stood right next to the plow as I'm driving by.
So Jared was good to you beside the road.
Yeah.
And this guy's
Joseph,
the young one, the one we just talked to, is not good to you beside the road.
Yeah.
But here,
that's the other way.
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
Okay.
That and last year, I had the state police come to the garage because he said I hit him with a plow. Wink. Yeah. And that's why this is some of the stuff that's going on.
It just gets...
It's not one thing. It's many things.
Are there cameras now?
There's cameras in the truck.
Cameras in the trucks. And that's another expense that this particular thing has been driving, right?
About unnecessary expenses.
Yeah.
This is the way that we have to protect ourselves.
The world is so.
But this falls back onto the drivers of the truck.
That's unfortunately that's the way the law runs, right? So at some point
we just want everything to be safe for everybody.
Well, so what'll happen?
I try to work with people on stuff. We haven't had a chance to get up here and move the snow in the mills, but we usually go around and start moving snow around people's mailboxes and stuff like that. We just haven't had time.
No, because it keeps snowing.
I get it.
Yeah.
I voted for global warming.
I was out there all day.
Afternoon.
Trump was asking where that was today.
I voted for global warming. It didn't happen. I'm
he was asking where that global warming
was. It's climate change now.
No, but so just while we're still on the same, we're on 10B, Camp Road Next Step.
You don't have to do it now.
Yeah, well.
But we have a next step, right?
We got a different one all set up in the other truck now.
We have our next steps. It's going to happen. They're going to send this letter. They're going to serve this letter somehow, even if they got to have a cop serve the letter.
Okay.
He's going to receive that
letter
with a date time on it.
And
30 days from that moment is when the clock ticks. There's no more. Oh, right.
Like you said, he had it in his hand at the last
meeting. I know he did, but he stood there and told me the straight face. He never received a letter. Okay.
He never got a registered letter.
He never signed for one.
So that means he can argue that he doesn't have proof of the 30 days. That's all I'm getting at. So we need to nail that down hard. That's the next step. I'm going to escalate again because I can be like Ricky. Ricky gets mad, but I'm a prick. So just remember that.
I've been told I'm prickish.
No, not even. You don't even hold a close second to what I can do. So one of the next steps is, and I started the procedure here. I said, Brian doesn't even feel safe driving by there. Well, the next thing that's going to happen, no town employee is going to feel safe driving by there. And we ain't plowing that fucking road anymore. And we're not going to grade it. And we're not going to do anything to it.
So no, it's not fair to the rest of the people on that road.
Not,
that's why I continue to plow
it's
it.
It's not fair.
I'm not going to be easily intimidated.
It's not fair to the rest of the people on the road. But at that point,
then I think the other one will stand up.
Something else will happen. At some point, you got to push this to a place where either these guys figure out what they're doing and don't do it anymore. I mean, and it sounded like he's willing to move his fence back another 6 feet or whatever. He moved one block, but we'll see. If he's not, we'll, 30 days after that letter lands, we'll hire H.A. Minot or Tatro or somebody to go up there, excavator, clear that right away.
We're not the only town to have issues.
We are not the only
town. It was right on the news the other day. Callis is having the same issues up there.
Yeah, well, that's sad, but that's just big old maple tree that's been there forever. That's too bad.
They're not trying to cut the tree down.
Are they? I don't know. I don't know.
They're just wanting this hay bales not to be in front of the trees.
Right, so figure out a plastic thing around the tree that takes up less room or something.
They're grading the roots off on one side of the tree, so they're going to...
Well, you know what? The roots grow up into the road. It's
which they do.
The world turns.
We have
it happens. You got something like that.
Over on Warren Road, down all them maples up through the side of them roads.
Yeah, working up. Because they look for that. There's no solution. They're just growing. They're like, they grow up to get that salt, I think. Or they just like the moisture from the road. The roots head right out there. Always. But the whole thing is, to me, it's like nonsense, right? This is all driven. So when those guys moved here, they promptly pissed off half the neighborhood up there somehow. Promptly. By hiring a bunch of kids and didn't pay them. And all
kinds we need to get into all that stuff.
No. But, you know, if anybody... You could see, he could make a valid argument to somebody that didn't know any of this history that we're picking on.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I know you all to be very reasonable men. I've never had any problem, you know, having conversations, disagreed or not.
Yeah.
It's reasonable. It's okay. Nobody's going to convince me that you guys are bullies.
No, I understand. But you're
I
not.
I think you said that it was bully. The words. Bully. No. Bully.
Yeah. But you're not the... You're not the typical person that there are people that maybe don't know us or maybe don't like us or maybe they've never heard of us before, never, and they're, oh my God, these guys are picking on this guy. Look at what they're doing. I mean, you know how stories can get, spun, right?
Sure.
So you gotta
ask questions and you gotta go to the people you got a problem with.
But everybody's not there all the time.
But those people have bigger problems than this anyway.
They do. That's what I'm... There's some other issues going on there as well. And they're not issues that you can control without heavy drugs. Animal control. Oh, now we're going back up to Scott.
We're going to pick on Scott.
We're going to pick on Scott now.
I can get out.
Well, now that I know what you like, I'm just
going to
listen.
Yeah, we're terrible. We're a terrible bunch.
Terrible. We wanted to speak to you because it seemed like the percentage of increase was pretty drastic.
Well, it's 3%. And what
the higher looked like 12%.
But you look at what your appropriations were, yes, it does look like 12%.
Overall.
But see, we are on a calendar year, you're on a fiscal year.
Yep.
And so when we look what you get, because we have to send out our projected budget. You don't see our year-end budget because it's approved after we send everything out for the town report. We have to get it audited, then we can approve it, and then it's opened up. So that figure that you see in there is 6 months of... Our first 6 months of our calendar year, we're receiving the money that you approved at last town meeting.
Okay.
So without the increase. So then next year, so then we have 6 months, July through December, in our calendar year that we're going to get the new appropriations. And then we get, so we're always 6 months behind. And so I don't know if you have a, if you, what do you have for a town report for last year's appropriations for? Do you have last year's town report so you can
not
see?
Not in front of us, no.
No.
Because if you look at appropriations to appropriations, it should be 3%.
Three?
That's what our budget, that's what we raised the appropriations is 3%.
But yeah, your thing raised, yes, comes that, out to 12, but yes, it's because of that.
Because we had, last year we had big increase.
I can't promise you I understand what you just said.
Okay. So we only,
I kind of get it.
Our, the budget you see is
only
from January,
half of this is
January 1st to December 31st. So less than half of that we receive,
right,
the first 6 months,
yeah,
and then we receive more than half the second 6 months.
Gotcha.
Page 26.
Page 26, thank you.
But I know through COVID, you guys have quite a bit of extra money and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then you put it into the building and stuff like that. And it seems like to me, and we're seeing it with the schools, you guys had this federal money from COVID and stuff. You added on some things, and now we're going to start paying the price for it.
No, we haven't. We did not. All we did with COVID money was pay long-term bills.
Okay.
We refused to do anything we could. Besides that, because we know that's what hits the taxpayers afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I didn't know, because we had a huge hit last year, and it looked like we had 12% this year.
Last year we had a huge hit because rent volume was down, and that's the bulk of our income. But this year, last year is back up. I think we had a surplus.
It's right here. The ambulance service. Right there.
Is this this year's?
No, this is last year.
Last year. 64,987.
And this year is...
Yeah,
66,940 14.
66,940 14. Yeah, I don't care about
that
penny.
But I was looking at your overall budget through the whole thing, what your income was,
that's
for everything.
2,000 on 60. 2,000 on 60 is
3%, roughly.
Mm-hmm. That's what we went into, and I told them the maximum I was going to allow was 3% this year.
Yeah. So it's 3% on our appropriation.
On your appropriation.
We just
on our share.
On our share.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That answers the question.
Now, we did, at the end of this year, in Johnson, have just slightly over a $60,000 profit. That money, we've never had capital asset plan, money set aside for capital assets.
Yeah.
So we're setting that aside for ambulances, other purchases.
That kind of sounds like kind of
basically
equipment
you're,
fund?
It's you're
an equipment
start
fund.
A revenue,
yeah.
You're going to start like a equipment fund or something like that with it for.
So you don't have to ask for a tax increase to buy a new ambulance.
Our goal is to, if we can do this correctly, we have to replace ambulances every 5 years with the mileage reporting on them. And that, actually, we buy two every 5 years.
Yes, you're rotating, right?
Yes.
That's through every, your whole...
Through everybody. But what we do is we rotate ambulances to keep the mileage down and keep the maintenance costs down. And so we're spending 260 and 180 every year to replace ambulances.
So you're over
400,000.
But that, the equipment fund thing, that's kind of how we do it.
Our goal is to have five people able to buy the ambulances interest free.
Right.
That's our goal. We tried this before and stuff happens.
Stuff happens. I get it.
Breakdowns.
So that's good. Now we did have, we're back up over 1,700. I think we had 1,728 calls in 2025. And mid-1700s is our average.
Mm-hmm.
We were in mid-1600s last year.
So last year was a little slow.
Yes.
That's good and bad. It's good.
Bad for us. Good
bad for
the health
good
of
for
the
healthy
people.
Yeah.
And we've also... We have raised rates, and that really only affects the insurance companies. We're now in the process of we're working with every insurance company that we bill to have a contract with them.
Right, so they can...
So they have... This is what they're going to pay us. And then we don't have to, because right now, if you don't have a contract with the insurance company, they're always going to shortchange you, and you have to argue
right.
to get your fair share.
You have to struggle to get the
right. But the it's money. The same old story, Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah.
There's a fixed rate we get paid.
Yeah, per run call, whatever.
Yeah. We don't lose money on the call, but then we don't make money in order to, because there's a lot of times our ambulances are sitting there. We're just, and those expenses have to be covered as well.
Yeah, well, the 3% is, that's a good thank you for the answer, because that 12 was like, whoa.
Yes.
Overall 12 for the...
I should have...
Well,
when I sent it out, I should have done a better job explaining.
Yeah,
yeah, I was looking at your overall budget and going
right
through
here.
And it.
We did the math here. Right here, and it's like
the math is about 12%.
Right.
That pinched. Like 12.
Big time. No, I really would hope that what we're doing with what we're charging insurance companies, that we can level off at some point, but. It's the same old thing. It's insurances and wages.
Yeah.
I mean, we have very good people, but there's a lot of wages.
Yeah, I'll put it back in my thing.
We can crank it to another one.
No, that's not the same one.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't. This got the whole breakdown. See that?
Oh. And see that? The second
page. I look at numbers. No. I don't care about the language up there. I look at the numbers.
Okay, I had a principal thing.
But it's insurances and wages, and there's a limited pool of employees, and everybody's chasing them.
Yeah.
I know, like, with we're trying to look out for everything, because you look at your education fund, like, they're talking double digits.
Yep.
And if the services start going up, Roger had to go back and relook at his, to get his down around 3.
Yeah, when I went to the, originally went to sheriff's meeting, he was at 7.5-8%,
you know. And you start talking that all the way across the board.
That's up big time.
And
people can't afford it.
The problem in this town right here, we're all residential tax. We don't have any businesses or anything like that to help absorb some of this cost, you know.
Right. That's one of the reasons. Three of our 4 stations, we charge per capita. But our Troy station, we don't, because they have all that J-Peak tax revenue coming in.
Yeah.
So they felt it was fair to go by grand list up there, which it is.
So
in that instance,
you should not that your the way you do it isn't right. The sheriff's department has had a
50-50.
No, they have a formula where they.
I think they're 50 grand list, 50% grand list, and 50% per capita.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Something like
in
that.
It's in that paper
over
right
time
now.
And blah blah. Yeah. Look, it works good.
It's in the
so,
week before.
I don't know.
In the beginning of January.
Yeah, that might be it. I don't know.
I mean, you don't have commercial, but you do have camps that aren't residents that tax as.
I don't know. Do they pay more?
Mm-hmm.
The lake pays more. I know it's so much of.
They residents pay
there
more.
There is a non-resident tax rate, so
right.
if you don't file a homestead, you will get that.
But if you live on the lake and file a homestead, you're fine.
Your rate's higher.
It's still higher because you're on the lake.
Your appraisal's higher.
Right.
Your appraisal's higher. Well, because of your water frontage is a good share of it.
Mm-hmm.
Put your land value way up.
Right. But what you want is expensive
camps.
Your tax
rate's still the same.
Yeah, tax rate's the same.
If you're a homestead.
You want expensive camps.
You want like
lake JP. That aren't residences.
I was going to say, you want like JP where they turn them into like Airbnbs and they're renting them out every weekend or week.
So you got to have 3.35.
3.35, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Roger, those guys came back at 3.35. So
we're trying. That's my, when I started on the board up there, I had them change the bylaws that there's 5 people on the board. One of those board members has to be from this area. So it's in writing and always will be. And I fought for that because I live down here. My taxes are being affected by what they do. So I fought for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good that you have representation from all around.
Yes.
Unlike the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we're in a mess with our education thing. They don't even know what they're going to do. So,
well,
I know what they're going to do.
When that study committee went out, I mean, they said that they've got to look at regionalizing education. the study committee this summer was set to do that, and they came back and said, well, it's up to the districts to decide. Well, it's always been up to the districts, and nothing has ever happened.
And they spent
a lot of money.
A big pile of money.
Somebody in the state has got to be able to make a hard decision. They're not willing to.
People may not like it, but something's got to be done.
But you look at the decrease and the projected decrease in the number of kids in school.
Yeah.
Well, understand that the student population has been going down pretty steady, 2% per year since 2020.
Right.
Right now, the state of Vermont average 4 students per employee. In the United States, that number is 8.
Twice as much.
Lamoille North Supervisory Union is running 3 students per employee right now, and they just added some. 3 per employee. We're running a Somali daycare.
This is what I was talking about, this COVID money. They got all that extra money, and they added more services, and now they want to keep the
service. So every kid has 3 employees. So that literally means almost every kid, or I'm sorry, every 3 kids has an employee. So if you start breaking that down to, there's a lot of kids that have 1 employee per kid.
Right.
Right? Because there's federal mandates, there's all kinds of crap that drive that. But, you know, the first things first, our test scores are right behind Mississippi. And they're in the middle of the country. We spend, the Vermont per student spending is the highest in the United States with a period. 50 states. We are the highest per student spending in the country.
But our results are not the highest.
Our results are in the tank somewhere. So the ROI is not there.
Right.
It doesn't. So I don't know what they're going to do. I know we can't speak about it at the town meeting because that's a polling place for the school budget. But everything you see is, we got to find a new revenue stream.
Right.
Well, I tried that with my home checkbook, and it didn't work out. So I had to figure out what I'm not buying.
Right.
So I'm not sure how they're, if they, somehow you got to get their mindset to change. I don't know how that happens. You got to vote. Vote no on every school budget everywhere in the state. Vote no. No, 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 no.
At the meeting last year, the biggest thing that I went to the school budget meeting last year to understand it, and I can tell you Catherine Gallagher repeatedly represented student-led, student-run, student-driven, and it was kids who want these clubs, who want these activities, who want these programs, and then we are all footing the bill for it. And essentially, it's just a bunch of kids who are like, I want, I feel, I must have.
Sometimes kids don't get what they want.
Well, I agree, and I 100% support that. I mean, my kids want PlayStations, and I don't have gaming devices.
Right.
There's always going to be upset kids, but it cannot be happening like this at a community level. It's inappropriate, disrespectful to our
So family. Your property tax, whether you know it or not, since 2020, has gone up 41%.
Yeah.
The state part.
Oh, I know.
The town part in this town is probably, in that same amount of time, it's probably only gone up 7 or 8% total.
What's your education for the town? Because elementary school.
Because we, like this year, we're going to be about around 3%. And we have been really struggling to keep it in that neighborhood every year.
We're like what you were just talking. We got to try to stay within what?
I mean, we're up here counting loads of salt and sand and, you know, how many we got to buy. Well, we might buy 2 less and then we can stay under the budget. I mean, I'm a little exaggerating a little, but not, you know.
But
and then they're just spending money like drunk. They're giving drunken sailors a bad name.
Craftsbury put that new expanded the gym, new floor, really fixed it up not too long ago.
Yeah.
Did a nice job. They don't have a sports program up in there anymore. Everybody goes to Hazen to play sports because they don't have the kids to.
Right. They don't have enough kids. They built all that stuff and they don't have enough kids to use it. But they built it.
Do
they now have an
elementary team? No, Buster Hazen though.
But they showed up wearing Craftsbury jerseys.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, but they are all going to Hazen to practice.
Yeah.
Anyways. Thank you for your explanation, sir. Appreciate it.
Nothing else? No, haven't heard.
No, unless you can solve that school problem.
No.
Let us know.
No, we just, when I was going through and I looked at the total thing, it looked like it was about 12%.
We
had a little heart failure there.
Yeah, and I've been invited to the Johnson meeting because everybody in Johnson is new. They have no idea what our history is and other things. So
Same thing.
And you guys have been here for a while.
Yeah.
And so it's my fault for not explaining that. But
Sorry. No worries. No worries.
We'd like to meet face-to-face.
Yeah, we'd like to see you once a year. Anyways.
Well, and of course, after town meeting, if it passes everywhere, then I'll be back to get the contract signed. And if it doesn't pass somewhere, I'll get a hold of you saying, now what?
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Now, you guys really are much better than your reputation.
I'm sure we are. So are you guys just here?
Well, I wanted to hear the swim stuff, and then I see the police commission's on the bottom, too, so I didn't know if that was...
Oh, that was just an FYI. The Wilmoyle County Planning Commission sent their annual
report
plan.
Right here.
I can forward that to you if you want.
Do you want a copy of it?
Yeah, here, I can make a copy
of it. I just wanted to hear the swim stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's up. Did she sign it?
She did.
She did, okay. So we're probably just going to...
That's fine. I just want to officially note that as we were just talking about budget and starting to cut funds, I'm not in favor of this program moving forward at this cost.
Duly noted, because... I know how you feel.
It would be something to speak up at town meeting that they have to sign the contract in
before,
January.
As they mentioned, and I've made it clear my voice on it last year, too. So just here now officially putting it on the record on where I stand.
Okay. The voters last year kind of said,
we want to teach the kids to swim.
Yeah.
Well, they also said the people who didn't want to just want to see kids drown. And I just feel like
that's not right either.
Emotional manipulation to say that is not true at all. I got no interest in thinking that we save them at the cost of
$10,000. So we got to sign the orders now.
Yeah.
Only got four.
You only got four. Let's sign away.
Thanks. One of these days, you guys are going to end up with a used car. I can tell right now.
A used car?
Yeah, I'm going to sign one of these and they're going to own my car.
Oh. I was like, what are you talking about, please?
It happens at work. I get all these POs. I got to sign them, prove, spend this, prove, spend that. It's like...
It's going to happen at your job, not here. We don't need a used car.
Somebody slips in.
Chad from Michi Corp give you everything you need to fill out your grant?
Yes.
Okay.
He gave me it in a PDF version thing. Mababi. I think from what I'm reading, all I have to do is submit... the PDF thing that he sent with the plan and then his bills.
So that's pretty impressive.
The sign.
Is it workman's comp quarterly?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty impressive that I sent a text telling Melissa I was going to be late. She's in Cancun.
She's not, actually.
She's home.
She's home, and then she just texted me that her flight already got delayed for tomorrow, so now they're not going. Again.
Oh,
so there's no flight today.
No flight today. They were rescheduled for Wednesday, but she just texted me that their first flight got delayed by 4 hours, which made it so they missed their connecting flight. So now their flight's not until Friday.
Oh my God.
She ain't going to be on vacation. She'll be back here for a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We appreciate the work you do.
Appreciate you coming.
Have a nice evening.
Yes, I'll try
to keep that snow tidied up a little bit.
I'm gonna move out anyway. we're gonna truck all that snow from behind the church out.
I'm just amazed how fast it came out this year.
We've piled up quite a lot of snow.
There's anything
we can do to help, though. We've got the tractor and stuff, too.
Yeah. Just, if you could keep it back in the ditch line,
because
when I hit that in the mornings, that wing jump right in the air.
Okay.
You would think that big truck, it wouldn't do that.
We do not want to be replacing
it.
Nope. It ain't bad. This last snowstorm wasn't bad because it's
pretty
powder, but before it was wet,
yeah,
and it packs in there. It's just like an ice ball.
Yeah. I'll try to keep it back a little more.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Thank you for the info.
I had one the other day there that pushed it all out into the road, pushed the driveway all out into the road, and then packed it against the side, and then they took their tractor and cut it off. And I went up there yesterday, and the snow was almost as high as this wall right here, sheer with my snowbank.
That's more, Tim.
Yeah, two.
Holy cow.
What do I do with that? Now I got to take a loader up and move it.
You can't push snow over that bank.
No.
So what I try to do, I got a spot where I like to cut wood, so I keep it cupped out a little bit with a tractor. So then below that, I'll blow big holes in the snowbank, push it way back from the road, so that when he comes by, that plow unloads before it unloads right in my where I don't want it.
Yeah.
But with all this snow, it really hasn't helped.
That's what I try to do in my mailbox too. Is I try to keep trees out there that it's not a big pile. Yeah. I try to keep it on the other side of the road, so it doesn't just blow, so I can't get in and out of the
driveway. The guy on the end of your road is the one that gets all the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Where right Ethan Jackson's place.
Yeah.
The one right there, the old house that just got sold.
Oh, yeah.
That poor guy gets it all. I mean, from the state and us.
Well, they make some great cookies because Dan went down and moved their snow, and they gave us some cookies.
Is that
I actually took the tractor
is that the bakery
up in their yard down a little bit because he couldn't even get out of his driveway.
No.
It was closed off that much. He was rubbing getting in and out of the driveway.
So. Somebody in town I saw is baking and selling baked goods.
A lot of people do that in town.
Not us.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I do that too. I bake things and then Dad eats them.
No, I know, but they're baking them and selling them.
I sell them too. But then when I don't sell them, Dad gets to eat them.
Uh-oh.
She's getting better.
Yeah. He tells me that it makes me better, so.
The problem I got is
this. That's what I tell my wife. I'm the one that made her the cook she is today. If she didn't know that I didn't like it, you know?
Yeah. So I keep telling my wife, she brings me out all this food, and I'm like, what are you trying to do? You know? I already weeble when I walk, for Christ's sake. I will tell you, up in the woods, when you get out, I don't know, are you going to tap this spring, right?
I'm playing on it.
Well, that crust, it's about this high off the dirt right now. It's almost enough to hold you, but not quite.
That's what Larry Hubbard said. He said, I gained about 6 steps and down I go, down in my knee in there. He said, I had to put snowshoes on Sunday.
It's almost, but it ain't quite.
I went up Friday up the smog there, get down the other side of Willowcroft, and there ain't no snow.
No, there isn't.
You get much down there yesterday?
Yeah, they got quite a little bit. They must have.
This is, 18, I think you looked at it already. Yeah, but you don't find that one.
I don't know that's what much it is for employees
there. Yeah. Yeah, it's not many employees in the summer, in the winter, I mean. Whatever season it is. Yeah.
I had to ask for it because at this point the grant is coming due, and we still haven't heard from Chris. So I asked Chad to send me.
You can't make it up, Rick. You can't.
Send me the bill so that I could submit my grant. Which you guys are signing a little bit later in the thing, is for the reimbursement for that.
I keep forgetting there's a Burger King down in Essex, not too far from where I work. I keep forgetting we gotta bring some crowns in. I'm just saying. Yeah, sorry. I read these minutes and I'm like, wow, that is a really brief description of number 4.
I think needs to be a little bit added to that as far as the minutes go. Maybe. That they were offered
the information at the meeting, but they refused to take it.
Yes.
Okay, so you want me to add the corrections on number four?
Number four.
Okay.
Because when they were here, they were asking about letters and stuff, and Tim says there's a whole pile of them right here.
A whole pile of them.
This pile is for you if you want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he refused to take it.
Look,
I feel that needs to be
put in there.
Documented.
Yeah, because you did mark, you did put in there that they were offered a little look at the previous records and the survey, and they refused.
And they just refused to look at it.
Yeah.
I think, yes, I fully agree with adding that to number four on the minutes. I thought I read that and I went, boy, she really condensed that conversation down. It was a lot longer.
Well, I was trying to be.
Yeah, post it just as it's recording.
Other than that, exactly. I didn't have any.
No, else. I didn't see anything.
Okay. I will add more explanation on number four.
Okay. Because I read that and I went, wow, that seemed like it took a lot longer than.
Well, I had a lot more in there. Then Melissa told me, no, I should cut it back a little bit. And then I was like, okay. Then apparently I cut it back too much.
Just, unless there's something there, they just basically brief description of what went on.
No. Yeah.
I know. Or if there was a decision made.
Yeah.
Well, the decision is move your shit. Unbelievable.
I'm over their stuff, okay? I don't want to be able to.
He's on my last nerve, yeah.
He's been on my last nerve.
Bad place to be.
He's been on my last nerve for a while.
Or you can plow from one end.
What's that?
And stop. And plow from the other end and stop. We'll make a call.
I'm just going to plow right straight through. It doesn't bother me to plow through there.
Yeah, well.
You want to make a giant wall so I can't get out.
Make sure I remember after. I got a question for you about that. Anyway, so what's your pleasure on the minutes? We're going to approve them with four addition?
Yeah.
So you want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with adding on number four that he was offered copies of the letter but refused to take them.
Okay.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Who seconded that?
Butch.
Thank you.
So minutes are approved with that addition.
You know what I should have done? We should have just given him the letter here tonight. That was dumb. We should have.
Yeah, but I don't know that.
Yeah,
unless I forced him to sign it and had him, with, you know, and went through all.
Yeah, don't say yeah.
No, because it would have been on recording.
I understand, but still, I get it. But it's like. Okay, we're up to overweight permits.
There's two. That's
two of them?
Yeah. They both have everything they need.
Yeah.
So.
Who's the two?
RG Goslin Inc. From Derby.
And Goslin Water Wells Inc. And
Goslin Water Wells.
Make a motion to approve the town specs.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. The ayes have it. The nays. There's no nay-nays here. Yes, thank you.
I even pulled that out for you.
She pulled out my thing. We went through Camp Road Next Steps. We've beaten that horse till it's pretty near dead.
Yeah, so just on the record, he's moved one round cylinder. It was on the end of the snowbank.
Yeah, I know the one. I
right there where by the edge of his garage.
I drove up through there before the snowstorm just to see what's going on.
And he removed that one. The other two are still buried in the snow.
Yeah.
And I've been plowing the same line the whole time. So.
Yeah, but you're still having to plow out some because of the stuff.
Well, he's pushed so much snow on the other side of the road because he has no place to put it. They pushed it all on the other side of the road into the snowbank there. So now the other side started coming in.
Remind me.
Yep.
Remind me.
They're not put. Now they're down. Now they're down to a snowblower because they got no place to put their snow.
Right. But anyways, any other stuff? How about that truck leak? You get that straightened out? Or?
Nope.
No.
I was going to take it down yesterday. I called them last Thursday to verify the appointment was. They were going to work on it when I got it down there. And he couldn't.
tell me for sure that they were going to work on it. And I said, well, I got a snowstorm coming and I'm not going to strip everything down. I can still use the truck.
And that's truck five.
Truck five.
Yeah.
And so then he said he had to go talk to the shop manager. So he went and talked to him, called me back, and they didn't order any of the parts for it. Oh, they have to verify that the radiator is leaking.
Oh, and then they'll order, bring it back down and bring it back down.
5 to 10 days of wait for that. And then they'll try to fit it in after that.
And this is...
I was a little irritated.
Is this Charleboy's?
Yeah.
And does that...
I called the salesman, and I like I told him, we waited a month. It was in December when we noticed the leak, the end of December, 1st of January. They couldn't get me in until the 27th.
That's today.
He told me the 27th. When I first called him Thursday, he told me I didn't even have an appointment there. I said, yeah. He said, well, who'd you talk to? I said, I talked to you, Ed. Well, I don't have you on my thing. And he kept looking. He said, I put you in for the 26th. I said, well, that's next Monday. I said, well, all depending on how the weather falls. I said, but I'm not going to tear the truck down. Yeah. Until I know that you're going to work on it.
Well, worries. You got to take the plow and all that shit off.
Yeah, but now, this morning I plowed and I didn't get through my route with it before I had to end. That gets down to half a gallon on the antifreeze.
Shuts it off, right?
Automatically shuts the truck down.
Yeah.
So, we're going to strip it down tomorrow, take it down.
So, it must be leaking pretty good.
Starting to leak pretty good.
And it was. Should be able to find it pretty easy now.
It's for sure the radiator, huh?
It's on the bottom.
Yeah.
Right where the bottom plastic and that come together. It's nothing up high. We opened the hood, checked everything out. All the hose clamps, everything is good. The reservoir box, everything.
It's one of those plastic tanks.
Plastic on the bottom with your...
Yeah, junk.
Absolutely. And they're not. It's not like they're bolted together.
No, they're just glued.
Yeah.
And the glue.
And how about the pickup? You had to send a letter to, right? Or just parked in the road.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you had to
sent the letter to him that we've been plowing around it. Yeah. And one day, Ryan was plowing, and it was out in the road. He had to go way out around it. That end was way in the road. And called the state police, but they gave us kind of a runaround. But they did come up, and all of a sudden, everything's cleaned out. So, okay. The truck's not in the road no more. Yep. That's taken care of.
Right, but we don't bother anybody except for the fellow that was here earlier.
No. I'm just saying, it is just like with Dan and Christina. They, I understand they don't have a lot of place to put their snow, but to bring it out and pile it in the road, then I have to deal with it.
Not only that, if it gets left in the road, they could be liable if someone hits that.
If it's a town road, absolutely.
They could be, but... Mm-hmm. Somebody else is going to have to go after them.
Yeah. There's enough crazies.
Hopefully I did you a favor at the top of the hill there. I blew a couple holes in that bank, too, to try to unload your plow a little bit, you know. I can barely, that tractor, even with the chains on, down low, that bank is just as hard as a brick.
You probably noticed yesterday I made 2 trips up to there.
Yeah.
I went up the first trip and back down. Coming right over the wing, of course, went up the hill. I'm not going very fast. Come over the wing. I just, them short ones, I just drive up, turn around, drive back down, and then go back up. And then I can crowd it against.
Crowd it, yeah. Yeah, because what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
If I'm out there diddling with a tractor, I blow a couple big holes in it to give you a place to unload, you know.
Ryan, the grader went down, the alternator, just the alternator on that. So I wouldn't got that today. We got the alternator back on that. We're going to put the wing on that. That'll open it
up. That'll push them back.
That'll put lay things back.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal.
So, yeah. Last week, it seemed like every day last week.
You plowed every day.
Well, we had some break every day.
This month.
Ryan's truck plowing out in the yard, cleaning the yard up, all done plowing. Got up, picked the front of the wing up, and dropped it on the ground.
Oh, crap.
That block it welds on the front.
Yeah.
The crack weld was all cracked. Yeah. It was all old except for a little bit on each side.
And just right there you got like broken.
And he was all upset. Because I didn't hit nothing. I said, you're lucky it dropped off right here.
No,
I
mean, yeah, no, up on.
Went up the loader, picked the slide right out of the front, brought it into the shop. Jubal came over, put his weld on there, split it back in.
Yeah.
That's an easy fix, you know.
If that happened way down on Ober Hill Road or someplace, that'd been a different story.
Then I was coming down off East Hill with that new truck, and the back of the wing wouldn't pick. And, of course, it's air over hydraulic, the solenoid. I kept moving and wouldn't come up, so I ended up coming all the way down off East Hill to the shop.
With the wing
down. With the wing down, and of course, we had a shelving wing on it. So I took the shelving wing control, took my hoses, moved it over to that one, so now I'm using this, then switched to airlines.
Yeah.
Now.
So that one air over hydraulic is. Something wrong with that one, froze up or something.
The valve itself, it's in the hydraulic itself.
Oh, it's failed, yeah.
Yeah, something inside there. Brand new truck, though.
Yeah, brand new truck.
Well, we haven't really had a lot of good luck with this truck. Money that the town paid for it, I wouldn't recommend one right now.
Well, it was put together by Chinese kids, you know.
Well, the old trucks, the new ones are all electronic stuff.
All electric.
I mean, like today, you're going around along, all of a sudden, if that gives you 60 seconds to find a place to park that truck. So when that light comes on, 60 seconds. It counts right now.
When the antifreeze gets low?
Yeah. 60 and it's only going to be that low in the box.
Yeah, 60 seconds.
60?
That ain't a lot of time stop.
No, you got to find a place right off quick.
Yeah, it's quick. All right, good deal. We ratify additions, deletions. We didn't have any, so good deal. Grant, we got to sign this... reimbursement for Blakeville Structures grant.
After this one.
That's the 14.
That's all together?
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion to sign it.
It was a total of $17,900.
$17,900 contracted work, yep.
I'll make a motion to sign the grant paperwork for Blakeville.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We always have that. And looks to me like we all have to sign it, right?
Yes, every one of you need to sign that one.
There you go.
That's why I did it today, because I'm going to submit it, because I'm done waiting on Chris.
All right. You got any other grant stuff?
We did get reimbursed for milfoil and seed grant. We just got that for last year, but everything else is still in the works.
Still in the works?
Other stuff.
Okay, good deal.
Now the warning for
now meeting. Comes the hard part. The town meeting warning.
So I got a couple questions.
Leslie, that's where you come in.
Leslie has a lot of questions, I'll bet. She's our proofreader.
Go ahead.
So is this something new where we're adding like the 77 by non-taxable revenue? I don't remember seeing that.
That is not the way we've worded it, but we haven't been worded it correct. We haven't been wording it correctly. This is specifically wording that VLCTs, they basically say, this is how you word an article.
So the $77,000, that's stuff from grants, or is that leftover money?
$77,000 is
just same way on the operating of the town stuff there for the general fund.
Right. Let me give you.
So that's $168,000 by non-tax revenue.
Hold on.
I hadn't seen it before that. So
no, it hasn't been like that. And the only reason that we've done it is because VLCT says this is the way you write an article, and we did a workshop where somebody basically says, pointed it all out, and these are some examples of how you do it, and basically we haven't been doing it that, because we weren't recognizing that some of the money that we get is, we're not asking the...
I figured it was from grant money or something like that.
We're not asking the voters. You come up with a budget.
Correct.
But when you set the tax rate, you don't put that all of that money into you're not asking for all of that money, because
Now, I've broken it up. This is a little bit different than other pages. So I've broken it up into, this is estimated of what, these are revenue. So the top part is for the select board.
Yep.
And the bottom part is the highway.
Yep.
So that's where I came up with these figures of, we're going to ask for this much money because we're expecting like class two roads from the state and pilot program and all and these things, all this money we get that is not taxpayer money that's going to be used to basically part of our budget. I mean, because we're getting revenue from people. We're getting revenue for the town that is not part of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it is, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
It's so not raised by your property tax.
Correct. So that, so the way VLCT is saying is that you have to let people know, basically. I mean, you were doing that, but we weren't telling people, basically.
Specifically.
We were doing that. Right, so now we're saying, this is how much, this is basically, this is your budget, and this is how much money on the highway we're going to expect to get from, we're estimating we're going to get from class two roads, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So that the balance is what you're actually going to be raising by taxes.
So they're voting on the total budget, understanding that we're going to only going to raise $408,000
from tax. Their taxes.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, and I ask you that question because that's going to be a question that we get, guaranteed.
I totally agree.
And I want to make sure that one of us, somebody hasn't.
That's the reason for the question tonight.
Absolutely.
So that's why I, because this estimated revenue page in the past has all been one big
blob.
And that's why I broke it down into these two pieces, because they're
very... So we're going to put this in the town report as well.
Yes, this is page 17. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So.
I see.
Yeah. So that people can see that, and that's why I put in the article saying you can see.
Yeah, good. Right
so re- reference to, the, so the one number is on this page.
Yeah.
Here's the budget. And then the other number, here's the estimated revenue. So that's why I put... referencing those pages, and it's just because that's the way if you look at other towns, that's the way they do it. Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's just a formality,
procedural difference.
Correct.
Yeah, kind of. So,
correct.
And I got a question down a little further.
Yeah.
Shall the voters authorize appropriation on 23 for all these little things, right?
Right.
That's that list that he used. No, that's not that list. That's a different.
So that's, well, those, these are the, these are like the local appropriations. Right.
Yeah, and it's got a 4.5% increase here.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I don't care if you put it in here or not.
Right.
I would just like to know when somebody says, well, which one of them went out to drive that?
Okay.
I would like to know before we
sit
down.
Which one? Sure.
Which one of these?
Yep. Basically,
the historical
society.
The historical society went up to 3.55, whatever it was.
Right. Which is totally fine. I can put how much each of these have gone. 0-0.
I don't think we need to put that in here. I just want to make sure we're prepared when somebody asks that question.
Oh, okay, sure.
That's all.
Yeah.
And it's buried in the book somewhere anyway, right? Last year's, this year, so on and so forth.
Because they got what, 2,000 or 2,500?
Well, it's
2,000 last year.
Yeah, so they went up 50%.
Yeah. Right. It would be in, I can again make, it's in
because
the
numbers so
probably
small
in the minutes.
Overall.
Yeah.
Don't see, I read it somewhere. It was in the thing when I was.
All right. It's one of them things for when they ask. I don't want to go, I don't know. Because, you know.
I don't think that it's specifically. It would be in the minutes of last town meeting, which is at the end of this, but it is not. I don't think it's in specifically in here. I think they just said they passed them. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But
well,
I
as
can,
long
I
as we
put,
know.
Okay.
It was 2,000 last year.
Yeah. As long as we know. Oh, what went up? Oh. Historical society.
I mean, I think that there's going to be a discussion because, A, they're asking for more money. B, there's been quite a few suggestions of how they can make money. Nobody is good enough to be on.
I heard you, and I'm
You're fine.
I don't feel that, the help that has been offered has been well received.
There you go.
And I mean, we saved, I don't know how much money we saved by switching to Fred's for propane.
Huge. Yeah, huge.
Huge amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
So I think some suggestions could be made to the Historical Society about, in considering, people have come into the town clerk's office and asked about the Historical Society, and it's, to my knowledge, it's never been opened.
This last few years, no.
I also, when you guys get your town report, should take a close look at their...
They have a yard sale,
page.
I thought they did. Somebody had a yard sale.
Yeah, but I don't think it was them.
Oh, maybe not.
So when you guys get your town report, you should look at, take a close look at their page anyways, too.
Okay. Well, then that's fine. Leave it up to the...
Yeah, but
this is up to the voters.
It's
not up to us. We're not.
It,
the sad part is there's only a handful of voters that come to town meetings, so...
Yeah, less than
100. So, 70 something last year?
Yep, 76.
With no is this notice thing on the bottom of the warning? Is
that's something else that's a requirement of the state of Vermont.
Yeah,
to it has to be on the warning?
Yeah, I suspect it does, yeah. My guess is.
Yeah.
Because they.
You have to let people know that...
That they need to be registered.
I understand letting them know that they can be registered. Town meeting day is a hard day for somebody to... Somebody rolls in right in the middle of town meeting and wants to take their oath right there.
Melissa or I have to step away and do it.
Yeah.
So that's right in the middle of...
That's totally true. But also, you kind of have to be careful because... gotten in trouble before.
You can't deny them that, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't. But you also, if somebody comes in and they're in the middle of a vote, they cannot start voting until the next article.
The next thing.
They cannot.
They can't vote on the one they walked in on.
Right.
True. So there's some procedural stuff there that you have to monitor.
Right.
Melissa did want me to bring up for your warning.
The postmark thing?
No. Well, there's that, but. Then
at the bottom of the first page about the
reserve. So we went back and looked. That one wasn't ever really established, but we were putting money into it, so we're just asking the voters to take the money that they've already agreed to.
We're just making
put
it
away. We're making it official.
Make it official that this is actually
a reserve
fund.
Because right now we've just been asking for money, but it hasn't been
right. We
put
need
into
to
a reserve.
Put a nail on it. So it's not, we're not asking for any more money, we're not asking for anything, just for you to approve this as a reserve fund.
Correct.
Right, and fund it
with the
money
that's
already
there. It's already been either agreed upon, budgeted, and in the account, or there's money in this year's budget, $3,000, and then there's the money that we, from some of the surplus that we chose.
What article is that one?
10.
Right at the bottom.
Bottom.
Oh, okay.
Bottom of the
first page.
First page.
Yeah, right here.
Bottom of the first page.
Yeah.
And the reason that there's two articles there is every piece of business you have to do separately. You can't say, let's create a reserve fund and fund it with this. You have to say, because people could say, no, I don't want a reserve fund. Well, okay, well then, then the second part of the article doesn't really fly. So if it, hopefully they'll pass, yes, they want a reserve fund.
Which
and
is
this
A,
is how we're gonna fund
and
it.
Then B is how you fund
right.
it.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, say we didn't have any money. So say we wanted to create a reserve fund, and now we're going to have to fund it, right? So you can't...
Oh, Article 9, I'm sorry. Article 9 is establish the fund. Article 10 is fund it with money that's in it.
Right.
That's already in it, more or less.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
You must have a different...
Oh, 9 right here.
Mine only goes to 8 here.
Oh, do you have the wrong warning?
Oh, it must be the old warning. I mixed all my stuff up.
Oh, well, I'll get you the new
one. No, that's fine.
I
so
say,
no,
I can get
no, no, I probably got it here. I just got to look for it. When
yes,
you were talking.
Yes, the warning did change.
Right here. I was trying to make sure our numbers were correct, so I've taken.
Yeah,
I've got 3 meetings worth of notes here that
no,
I
yep.
So, this was the warning we were given at the last meeting.
Right. Right.
Well, the percentages are different than when we went over, when we went, either we got the wrong ones from the beginning or they're not the right.
Oh, they're right.
The, what? Tell me again. What's your question?
The office expenses into there, the percentage that we had when we went over and did our down through, we had 5% here and ended up with 2.45. We had 5% in here.
I think she had to go through and added some stuff that wasn't in there.
Yeah.
No, I checked. I went down and checked everything off. Everything I checked, I went through this whole thing and checked them all off, and every one of them into there. I got questions on some of them, but I'm just saying is that everything that we put here is on here, and I'm just asking which is right, 5% or the 2.45.
2.45. I'm pretty sure it's 2.45. I mean, one of the things, and I don't know that this doesn't necessarily answer your question, but we didn't have the contracts, the official numbers for the contracts for the, like, the sheriff's department.
Some of the estimates.
Yeah, some of that
we were only estimating.
So you might, this is the office, though, is what I'm saying. And I went down and checked. And
that's part of the office budget.
Is part of the problem being is here, because hopefully that really makes it handy, because this don't follow this. You have to keep going back and forth.
This percentage is right.
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. That everything that we put down here, and then whoever gave us the percentage, because this came out right. There's still some other ones that aren't, that
this one, I think we were struggling with making it correct, so it is this. Melissa, I have.
Was that when the
computer wasn't working? Yes.
Yeah.
I know when she had to put the real numbers into some of it. We just the numbers in there, but...
So the overall becomes that 3 point.
I couldn't find mine. 2.45. So I was 3.41. The one that they gave us
for Article 5 and 2.22 for Article 6. Yeah, well, I went over because
I wanted to try to compare everything. But it's really difficult because
that's correct.
It doesn't line up with the select board account. When it doesn't line up, so I have to keep going back and forth.
So when we do the budget stuff, they want to try to line the two up.
Yeah, next year it's going to be different. Like,
well, it's going to be lined up.
Yeah, this is going to be that. This.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, fortunately, we're in the middle.
If I remember right, we moved some stuff from one chunk of this.
We did. Oh, that's the other thing.
That's what drives that.
The outside audit.
Right.
We moved one place to another place.
We decided to move some stuff from one of those chunks in the one you got on your right hand, but
yeah,
we moved it out
of one and into another one. It skewed your percentages real bad.
I checked off the marks. If I'd have done that, there would have been a zero where I would have left it marked. I checked everything off and put it on there. It's the same numbers that are on here.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm just asking it here because we're...
She wants to make sure if that's in there that that's the correct percentage.
That is the correct percentage right here.
2.2%.
2.22 and 3.41 are the two percentages.
Yes, those are... Melissa has checked them several times.
2.45 on that one in there. Okay.
So
it ends up being 2.45, right? Overall.
At the end, in there. But then when I went here, another one here is that the changes had to have been for the town of what we came up with. Now, was that this? That was this paper here.
I keep putting my pencil down.
This may have been where they changed things, because we had 611,837 for the total municipal here.
Yeah,
and it started out. So then they
changed.
That's
because some of these appropriations changed.
Okay, all right.
So.
Okay. I really
had 611 and where
got off, but I wanted to make sure that I was going. So when I go through this, I checked it so that I know.
So some of the appropriations changed, so that's where the percentage changed.
And the budget number figures in the warning article do not include appropriations.
Okay.
So that skews that percentage a little bit.
Yeah, it does. So appropriations go up 2.28%. Appropriations are 3.27% up, and overall it's 2.28.
These are separate. 2.28.
And these are separate.
With the
appropriations.
With everything.
That's the total town.
That's what they're going to want to, what somebody
would
want to.
Maybe. Well, it's on page 24.
Yep.
Perfect.
In the town report.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice. Gaining.
And then as for the postmark thing, I can't remember how it was worded again.
Yeah. With no postmarks accepted. So get your stuff here by the end of the day, 15th, or don't.
The biggest thing about that is also the mail is changing. So unless you specifically go into the post office and ask them to stamp it, it is not going to be stamped until it gets to wherever.
White River
or wherever it goes.
So your postmark could be two, three days after you drop it.
Correct.
You know, somebody's going to get burnt by that. So,
yeah, so
if we decide this way, nobody gets burnt. Everybody knows.
Correct.
Taxpayers will decide how they want to do it.
I just scheduled my payment for February 13th, which is the Friday.
Friday.
Prior to the 15th, which is on a Sunday. By law, you should have Monday.
They have until Monday. You have until Monday.
Close of Monday.
But I scheduled mine for Friday so that Melissa wouldn't have to tell me, you know, yours didn't come in on the 15th.
Yes. Quick question.
Yeah.
On people coming and paying their taxes.
Yeah.
What percentage would you say pay theirs, come in and pay them? 50%?
Like actually more? Pay their taxes?
Yeah. Walk through that door and pay their taxes.
Cool. Maybe.
Versus what?
Versus a check?
Versus mailing them.
Mailing or a check.
Oh.
Probably the amount of people that come into the office is probably 30-35%.
Yeah.
Most of them are either Dropbox or mail.
35%?
Quite
a few people come in and pay their taxes.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a big number, I guess.
When you start talking that,
my wife does, because we pay ours.
Not only that, there's quite a few that still pay cash. Today alone, I had two.
Well,
that pay cash.
A lot of the small businesses in town are cash only.
So
really,
yeah.
So and then a lot of
one got closed the other day.
Occasionally they close one. Yeah.
The other thing is quite a few of ours are in an escrow.
They come in from the bank.
Well, that's why we didn't know how many.
And then. A lot of people do online payments.
Yeah.
So there's a whole, you can sign up to do online payments and then whatever it is.
Well, I was going to say, we also have quite a few that signed up for direct debit. So those will come out on the 15th. So we have the option where they can go online and pay whenever. But there also there's no reason
for you to wait for postmarks for a friggin' week.
Correct. Because there you can pay online. Yeah. You can call and set up direct debit where we put your bank account information in.
So mine, I'm pretty sure, do they send you an electric check or do they send you an actual check?
They send us an actual check for you.
Yes, they do. Because that's what I have them do.
But you can sign up. Like, we have all the papers where people can sign up and on the 15th of every month, or the 16th if it falls on a weekend, your direct debit, which is will come out for your taxes.
And then you get an email that says we just debited your account.
Yeah, you just took your tax amount.
Yeah.
We drained your account, so don't be spending any more money.
Well, that's not mine.
The town charges 3% on top of that, right?
No, for credit cards.
The card company.
Okay.
We get our full if it's
$10,000.
Okay. They don't want debit cards, though, do they?
They do allow debit cards, but you will be paying 2.65%.
Really?
Yeah.
Fee.
All the time?
Yep. If you use an electronic check, it is only $1.50.
And if you have them send a paper check, it's free.
It's free, or however much it costs for your check.
Your check.
Cost me nothing.
You can put it on your credit card too, right?
You can put it on your credit card too.
I don't recommend that.
Whoa. God, I would not recommend that 2.65%, but that's the each to their own.
That's an increase in taxes right there.
Yeah,
if it went up 3%, then you use the credit card, you doubled the percentage of taxes went up.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, it don't make any sense to me to use that. That's why I have a mail paper check.
Well, I've been, all the fuel and stuff I buy, use my debit card for. So So I didn't realize they've been charging
me. Well, but you probably aren't getting charged that.
Fred's doesn't charge you that.
Retailer gets charged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're selling it to you.
I'm going to look into different way of paying for my fuel.
But when you pay a tax bill,
it will tell you. They have to legally tell you if they're charging you extra.
Well, I know that you go to a restaurant and they'll charge you 3% on a credit card.
Yeah, so.
It used to be against the law, you know, to do that.
Now they legally have to tell you if they're going to charge you extra for a card.
I was in a place the other day said that if you use a credit card, it's 3%.
It used to be against the law to do that. Remember when they used to say discount for cash?
Yeah.
Because that was legal and you couldn't charge extra for the credit card. But then somebody changed the law. So, anyways, how are we feeling about the warning? Pretty good? Or?
What do you think about the number?
Any other questions on the warning?
I think that...
It's not horribly complicated, but yeah, I get it.
Oh, you guys have
written I didn't go ask for this in here because it's gone down.
Oh, I scribbled a lot of this. I'm sorry.
This one came out on what we had said originally.
Which one was that?
The seventh, your budget.
That one came right out?
Yeah, the other one's not anywhere.
No, because we shifted a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so right in the middle of that. I can't say whether it's right or wrong now because what we went over is not right. So, but yours, Rick, is right on the dollar.
Okay. Yeah, which is too high. So.
Well, it is what it is.
Well, we should.
So what we got to do
go is go right in there and cut our budget right back.
I don't know how to do it.
Park the trucks and we'll go home.
Yeah.
Let us know.
just quit plowing certain roads.
Do you want me to do it?
I got it.
So while she's printing that, and we were talking about school stuff earlier,
yep.
So it's not on the agenda, but it's going to get talked about anyways. How come? I'm asking you too.
I'm listening.
So if I'm a resident of the town of Eden and I got a 7-year-old kid.
Wow, okay.
And I'm
impressed.
And I don't want my 7-year-old kid going to the Eden Central School.
Okay. Right?
You got a school choice.
So, no.
She fill out a paper.
So I fill out all the shit, and I send my kid to Bishop Marshall.
Oh!
You have to pay for that.
I have to pay for that school.
Yeah.
So do I get and the average spending per student in the state of Vermont is $24,000 and a little over per student per year.
Yeah.
So I just took my student out of that school down there, so they don't have to pay for that kid anymore. Why are they not writing me a check for $24,000?
Go to another.
I don't care.
I'm just telling you the thing.
Is, why aren't they writing me if I'm taking the kid home and doing homeschooling? Why are they not writing me a check for $24,000?
Because it's like everything else in the world. In here is if you start dropping out and other people drop out, then that means everybody else got to pay more. So I don't care if your kid goes there or not.
No, it's $24,000 per student. So every student I take out is $24,000 less they've got to spend. So why don't they give me that check to educate my kid where I want him to be educated or her? It's just a dumb question.
Why you choose Bishop Marshall?
Well, that's probably
because I don't know.
You'll probably get the same. You'll probably get that same answer on that 2% that they take out of your check.
I know.
You have kids in daycare?
I was gonna say no. I don't have any kids. Why am I
I paid for school kids to go to school all my life.
Exactly. Why are we paying? Why am I paying for someone to go to
Leslie
daycare?
Leslie paid to educate me. Look what she got. You should have spent a little more money, Leslie.
So I just saw a thing today. There's probably 20 or so legislators, and I don't know if they're in the House or the Senate, but 20 or so legislators got together, and they proposed a bill, and they told Phil to freeze property taxes, statewide property taxes for this year. Do not implement the increase, just freeze them.
Yeah.
And let the schools figure out
what
their budget is. Because that's kind of how it works when they give me a paycheck from work. I get X number of dollars. And there was all these people. Well, you can't do that. Oh, my. It's like, what? What do you mean you can't do that?
They'll figure it out real quick.
Yes, you can do that. Now, you got to be careful.
Nobody wants to be the bad guy, right?
You got
to
be super careful. If you freeze the property tax rate, not the amount, because I believe these people are sneaky. I know they are. If you freeze the property tax rate, not the amount, and then you're reappraisal goes through, what happens to your taxes?
Well,
They just went through the roof and they got a lot more money all of a sudden. So I can see them trying to pull that stunt, freeze the property tax rate, and say, oh, look what we did. We kept the property taxes flat. No.
1 year.
Until the reappraisal, statewide force goes through, and now you're paying five times.
One thing that
I believe they're criminals, all of them. But that's just me.
I probably should.
I mean, the warning, it's, you know, if the numbers are good, the rest of it seems about like it is every year.
Melissa went through
I didn't numbers see several. Any misspellings or any weird stuff.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope they're not too many. So one thing that I did do,
here is a clean warning for you to sign.
No offense.
That's fine. I don't care. You don't know me. You know how I felt about that. I was mad, so.
You can't blame it. Doesn't set very well with me either. Doesn't happen.
At town meeting last year, the question was asked about if you had a certain change in the budget.
Thank you.
How, so at the top of the page. So if your budget went up, if your house is worth $250,000, it's kind of in the highlighted part.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. This is a calculator.
Right. And the budget went up by $20,000, your property would be, your property taxes would be increased by $34.69. So people ask, like, so I think it's, they want to know how much your budget changes my specific property taxes.
Yeah, I got it.
So, anyway.
It's like a FYI kind of a calculator.
Right, it's just an FYI.
So
right.
I got a question for you right out of the bat.
Go ahead.
How come this is less than that? I think you got those backwards.
Well, it used to be backwards, and now it's the other way.
I can't smoke that much dope to understand that. Ain't gonna
happen. What the?
It used to be that your non-homestead properties paid less. Now they pay more. Look at the...
Not a lot more. 8 cents. 7 cents. $1.81, $1.88, $1.48. 7 cents.
Right.
Per thousand.
Right.
That's how much more the... No, the homestead's still paying more.
Homestead's paying more.
That's not right.
That's not right.
It's bottom side up somehow.
Here.
So you better off not live here.
Well, no. There was, for reasons that I have of my own, I don't file that homestead thing. And I may do it this year, but I'm not going to do it if it's going to raise my taxes.
Non-homestead. Ooh.
Anyways.
Right. Very good. Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Is it true?
No.
Or
no.
Is it
no,
wrong?
No, I'm wrong.
Oh, okay.
So you'll correct that.
I will definitely. No, nah.
See if anybody else catches it. Yeah.
Leave it in. See who catches.
Because I know I've been paying a penalty. I thought I was paying a penalty for that. I was hoping I just figured out I wasn't.
You are. So this is right. Anybody so this is non. This is homestead. Oh, see? More people look at the town report.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you.
Okay.
You think more people will look at the town report?
No, I don't, but I've looked at it enough.
How many voters in town right now?
936.
Yeah, and according to last census, there was like 1,380 people.
Was it 76? It used to be over 100 when I first went there.
936.
Yeah, it was like 936 or 9, something like that. And, yeah, it was 76 people last year, I think.
Yeah. And it used to be like 110.
It was a little over 100 to 110.
When I first started.
Heck, when I first was eligible to vote, it was like 110. Yeah. And we're not saying how long ago that was.
So I don't understand. All right, I got another question. I apologize.
No, it's good. Question's good.
Number K. We got appointed 12/22/25, appointed 5/13/25. So nobody's running this year. They're it forever. For 3 years, not forever.
No, anybody who was appointed, it goes up for election now.
Bruce Shields.
Why was he appointed?
He was appointed for the trustee of public funds.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mixed the lines up.
Yep.
I apologize. Who's the other school board member?
Tiffany Cochran, who was appointed, but she'll be elected
town meeting day.
Yeah, both of those will be going there. One for what?
So David counts as one of the places we got to elect somebody for.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
The auditor for 1 year and the auditor for 3 years.
I just misunderstood.
Yes, and then because Jeffrey Huntsberger is the other school board member, he's not up until next year.
And Julie will.
And there's three of them.
If she stays on, she'll be nominated if she gets in, so she would be appointed. She would be elected for three years.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you now. I just got confused.
Because we appointed, remember?
Yeah.
And you guys appointed Bruce to be other.
The only one we didn't appoint is Tiffany Cochran, which that kind of threw me off.
Can I review the email that they sent?
Well, we can't discuss that in town meeting.
Why can't you?
Because that's school stuff.
Well, you're gonna vote on that.
Okay. So what, do we get to go outdoors?
No.
What do you want?
Oh, you can't discuss the budget.
You can't discuss.
Yes. Okay. I said, oh, that's all to do with the school, so maybe we can't talk about it.
The only reason that it says that on the 22nd of December was because she was appointed a ways before that. But she hadn't signed her oath.
Oh. Okay.
So that the 22nd was the day she came into the office and signed.
I got no problem with the person.
Right.
I have a problem with the process.
See,
they should have at least asked us. See,
well, that would be nice, but that's not part of the program, apparently.
I have a hard time with the school budget is not being able to talk about it.
Is their response when I question? We have to stand up there and you guys do not answer questions and stuff like that. That's because you don't vote. Well, we used to do the school budget for the floor, but you don't anymore.
No, because the districts, the way they do everything.
Right.
Because it's Australian ballot.
We used to talk about it.
Yeah, if it wasn't Australian ballot, you could do it. That way you would pass your budget there or not right there in the meeting.
Right. Now you have to go down to Memorial Union and count votes and decide.
Yeah. Just be there until 9 o'clock at night. Yeah.
But you also got to go. So I missed the Monday meeting, but there's one coming up for the
school.
I missed the one.
Yeah, you did.
For the regular Lamoille North budget, but there's a
Tech Center budget meeting coming right up.
I got no heartburn with spending money at the tech center. They're doing the right stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, back when I went there, they built a house every year. They still build a house?
Yeah.
Do they sell it?
Yeah.
They make any money?
I don't know how much money. I know it's quite a pretty penny, but yeah.
Is it a decent house when they're done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Didn't they build your house?
No.
Didn't they build Amy's?
Okay.
For Deanna French, I think. Okay. That was a Lamar Union
They
house.
Did where Cazaro's house there,
yep.
Where Kenny Stelps used to live, yep. And I don't know who lives there now.
They also built...
But that was way back then. I didn't know they still did.
The one you did, Reams, up on Valley View.
Yep.
That was it.
Yeah, you got this, man.
Megan...
Yeah. That's like... There's your problem right there.
Megan Toll that works at the school... She also last year had her house built from the tech center as well. So they do still.
Anyway, that's not the place to go and howl about this Lamar North budget, but. Anyways.
But it's the place to start because their budget affects the thing too. So.
It does, but I don't have a lot of.
Isn't it a separate?
It is. I don't have a lot of heartburn with a tech center because they're training people to go out and be a welder or a carpenter or do something.
A trade.
Do something with their lives. And a kid that doesn't want to go to college can find a place to go. I love that.
I agree.
And I like that they also offer adult classes
I heard a welding class up there. Anyway, so I think, are we?
Yes, you guys vote to sign the warrant.
Let's get this vote on the show.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm okay with going on by you.
Yeah, I get the questions I asked.
Yeah, you, Bush?
Yep, end of there, yep. Like I said, the top one's fine, the other one I'm not sure, but anyway, they've got the figures and they're happy with
the percentage of increases last, so.
Yeah, so it's got to be good.
Yeah, right.
As long as it's right.
Melissa and Leslie has checked that.
As long as it's right.
We were pretty close to unison on that one. So I guess I'll make a motion that we adopt the warning for the annual town meeting as prepared for us.
I'll second.
And Ricky's going to second that. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We've adopted the warning for the annual town meeting for Tuesday, March
30th. Do I need a blue pen for this?
Please sign.
Yes, please sign because I do have to send that.
I got a blue pen if you need one.
Dad, the one that white one is bright blue.
Okay.
There you go.
And for the next piece, do not say their name out loud.
I won't.
But I have three typed up, and I made it bigger for you so that you could read it at the meeting easier.
Yeah. Oh, I read this. I thought it was good. Definitely was.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough stuff on that.
Yeah, that doesn't go into Tim.
No, it will go.
No, it's just.
Yeah, Tim will read it. That's what I thought you were saying.
Last year you did.
Huh? You're gonna read it this year.
The Bullard one.
Okay.
No, it didn't. Last year it went in because
you guys had to tell Colleen.
Because Colleen, because we wanted her here.
Yeah,
and
she's out of town. I mean, which
this is the signed, sealed, and delivered version.
Perfect. My next question is, what would you guys like to do as a?
You guys good with this?
Present.
I'm gonna leave that up to them. They've always done like a little clock or with a thing plaque on it or whatever.
Well, I needed. So I have printed some options. Some clocks. I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking maybe this one, and I could talk to their family.
Find a photo.
Because I have connections. And you could get a photo. But that's you guys.
I mean, I'm agnostic. You know, you guys pick what you want. I mean.
I didn't know.
Literally.
I don't care. As long as you.
You guys are no help.
I know, we're no help. If you think that's the right one, then get that one.
I don't know.
Well, you know.
We also talked about
doing something else,
like a donation to a charity if she's.
He.
If they.
Them, they them.
They them.
As far as this is concerned, I can pick one out of this bunch because they all look like clocks to me. You know?
That's my problem.
I either pick that one or the other wooden one.
Pass around, we'll look at something, and then we'll go. Make it easier for her.
That one there is kind of...
Oh, and you can get an engraving on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that one. You don't have to fight and get the picture.
Okay.
Deal?
Let's make sure Roach is okay with it.
I'm going old time, Jay. Because I can see the numbers.
Okay,
nice.
So this one? All right, we're going to do this one. Okay.
Somewhere at home, I think. Similar.
It's pretty cool. It runs backwards.
It used to be pretty popular back in the day with like a deer on them or a bear, different things.
I got where my wristwatch was bothering my wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sticking my pocket. I keep forgetting about taking it out.
You gone through the washer yet?
Yeah.
I haven't worn a wristwatch since probably 1980. I just can't. Like, it just drives me nuts. It bothers me. Plus, I break them all the time. Smash them.
Well, with these sweatshirts, you get that watch on there. You can dig it in.
So you guys are all read this.
Yeah, I'm
the new and improved one. I don't know. Your wife spruced this up for us, I think.
Somebody. She just gave some information. I don't think she wrote it up.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So you took some of the stuff. I wrote some of the other stuff. It looks good. I like it.
Yep.
I read it.
Okay.
Already, so I think we're good there. Okay. Make sure it's available. I did not memorize it.
I will make sure it's available for you. That's why I printed it nice and long. So you wouldn't even need your glasses to read it.
I think we've been discussed in town meeting anyway.
I think we're done.
Is there anything that we can discuss that at the next meeting, but as soon as the town report's together, right?
Yeah.
You guys need anything from us for that?
I don't think so. I think Wesley has a couple more corrections to it, and then it's going to go to the printer.
Yeah, because that's been done by the second week of February.
It's going to be to them on the second or the third.
It can go tomorrow.
Yeah. Next week?
Okay. Then. Yeah.
I'm done. I just have to make a couple corrections.
Yeah, I was going to say. There's going to be a couple corrections, and then it's going to go to the printer this week. So.
Okay. I think we got everything that needs to go in it. We got all the letters. We got all the stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, we do.
You read the letters?
The letters?
The ones that I wrote for the...
Yes, I thought they were excellent.
Okay.
I don't know. Did I ever give you this one?
All those years of writing appraisals for employees at IBM.
Oh, no. I thought they were excellent.
Paid off finally.
Yes.
So now I'll never do that again. So we got a next thing is tobacco and liquor license for Lake Eden Country Store.
So the last one was the alternative tobacco. This is regular tobacco. So this is like cigarettes.
We don't really have to sign it. We just have
I just need you guys to approve it.
Do we have to make a motion to approve that?
Yes, please.
Make a motion to sign the tobacco and liquor license for Lake Eden Country Store.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Approved. Not that we had to sign it, but there you go.
So she
signed her part of the...
Yes, but the problem is, so you still have to sign it electronically.
Personally?
Yes.
Me?
Well, yeah, because you're the select board chair.
What do you mean sign it electronically?
So technically, she has her contracts is there on the computer, so...
If we're good,
if you guys are good,
is her signature on that paper?
Her signature's on that paper.
It is. This is a paper. I don't know. It's signed to something. It's not like you and I just sign it so you can look at it.
Yeah.
It's some piece of thing that anybody can put on there, but it's signed.
And the voters are the ones that want this program.
Yeah.
Right. And we did have one citizen here that, you know, got a little heartburn with the price. I got a little.
I agree with her as far as what it costs, but I mean, the thing that I don't like about this contract is that she can fill them slots in on her own, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
We're
hiring her to do our Eden kids.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now that this year I am making a form for the managers of the beach. So that they can keep track of who is coming for some lessons, and if they're in town or out of town.
Thank you.
So
we'll have a little more information.
Yes, since we can't get any information from her, we're deciding to do it on our own.
Thank you. And in the meantime,
that's contract. That should actually have been in the contract if she gives us all the information.
We tried that.
Then she won't.
Took it out.
So what we'll do? So you guys approve this, and I can get on the computer.
Well, I think the voters approved it.
They are.
It wasn't our choice. They also said that they wanted to pay it for this coming year. They were willing to pay.
And how much was the
$10,000?
$10,000. And it's like the young lady said earlier, there was people that said, well, do you want our kids to drown? You know, it's like, whoa. No.
There's alternatives.
But I don't know if I want to spend $10,000.
You would like to know how many Eden kids, so how much... Divided by $10,000, how much is it costing for each every
per kid?
Per kid.
Because isn't she charging extra for these out of town kids?
Yeah, she has. Part of that is she said it was roughly $35, and it was, what was it? How much? $135 was it? We figured it out.
With this contract, it's $120-something a kid.
Yeah,
126,
there's 2 weeks, and that's 70 of them.
But that's minimum 30 kids.
35.
Five. Well, whatever. 35. So if we get 35 kids, then this is our price. But if we get 20 kids, that price goes up a lot.
But she could fill it with her kids.
Yeah.
That 30 kids.
If we had 20, she could have another 15 that were out-of-town kids.
Yeah.
They don't count against our rate.
No, right.
And also, you don't know if the same kids are going both weeks either.
So this way, I'm going to...
We're going to collect some data.
We're going to collect some data ourselves.
And in the meantime, we're also going to look for other alternatives and other ways...
To make things...
affordable.
Teach kids to swim. I can tell you how I learned.
Throw you off the dock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Walk
sink
out.
Or swim.
Walk out.
Sink or swim.
A lot of people learn how to swim that way.
Figure it out real quick.
It ain't hard to figure out. Is it?
Put your feet on the ground and walk.
Whatever. You'll get out of that. I promise you, if you've got any instinct at all, you'll come out of the water.
Did we motion for that yet?
Well,
I'm going to wait for Butch to get back out.
Yeah. What is this? Next one.
This is the mapping.
Yes. Another one of those state-mandated things that cost us money.
Yes. It only went up $200.
Only?
Only.
Only.
It's just $200.
What's the total cost? That's that GI mapping number you lifted, right?
Yes. But we don't really have a choice.
Yeah, it is what it is. They're going to charge it.
$2,100.
So 10%. What was it before? Oh, it had to be $1,900.
Yes.
So it went up 200. It went up 10, over 10%.
On the bright side, then building blueprint didn't go up at all.
Oh, good.
Just the original price.
Cool. So that's not, we don't have to vote on that or anything. It's just what it is.
Well, I didn't know if you needed to or not.
I don't think so. I think that's the, that's in our budget to pay that.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know.
Excuse me. So I guess we got to make a motion to agree to this contract based on voter input from last year at March meeting.
Based on the voter input that they wanted the kids to learn how to swim, and that's the contract, I'll make a motion to sign the contract.
I'll second it.
And they knew it, too, because we had to sign it before town meeting.
Yeah.
So in there, so.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So the ayes have it. So you're going to...
At the wishes of the voters.
I'll forward me the email with the
non-binding
people with the PDF in it.
Yeah.
Well, it'll send you to the link to sign it.
Yeah, it's the document.
Right? Yeah, the docu, whatever.
Document.
So, and that's a force fed... raise to just, that company that we have no choice over.
Yep.
So, Butch, we were looking at this while you were gone. This is a tax map maintenance proposal, Town of Eden. It went up. I'm just going to tell you, it went up to 2,100.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you the percentage, but it'll just make you mad.
Yeah. Over 10%.
Over 10%.
Yeah.
So, it looks like we all have to sign this.
Yes, correct.
So... I guess I'll
They've done a pretty good job with this stuff, right?
And you've been the
guy that came a few years ago, right, when Matt was in Hampshire, right?
Melissa can call them and they'll correct stuff.
They're pretty, good.
Everything costs more.
It takes them a little time to get things done lately, but it gets done.
They're busy.
Well, everybody's, because they don't have manpower and everything else.
So I'll make a motion. We have signed the tax map maintenance proposal for the town of Eden, dated 4/1/2026 through 3/31/2027. Price is $2,100.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, second. So I'm going to sign this. What does this mean? I don't know what it means.
Approve or disapprove? do you print?
I don't understand.
Okay, so you sign here.
By? What's this line for then?
I think you sign here and then print here.
Oh, I can do that.
You know, because people can't read some people's signatures.
There we go. I should have
you guys are all passing that around, I will, part of the other /FYI that is not on here was this week we did get another check for the American Gift Fund.
What?
Yes, so let me.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's hard to believe. Usually it goes the other way too.
Jeez, because that was supposed to be over a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Is that, that's something?
That's the
windmills.
So,
this
is a donation.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Still
the total,
family alive. So.
The total was, I'll just pass the check around.
Yeah.
Thank you, American Gift Fund.
Wow.
Send them a thank you letter.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Send them a nice thank you letter. Appreciate that.
There's the little letter behind it.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
So we got an FYI on the Moyle FiberNet.
Yeah.
Wow.
All that was a bunch of
hooky.
Yeah. That held the percentage of how everything is all in.
Yeah, that's good.
We're having issues with the some of the lines that they put in. They hang down so they hit the truck when we're driving by in the wintertime.
Can you? You don't sand with your body up anymore.
That one that crosses the road right there by Arrow Tobacco's house.
Oh, yeah.
Hanged down, so...
Are you actually hitting it with a truck?
Oh, not now, but when that ice and snow was on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet.
If it weren't for the antenna on the front, giving it a glide up over it, it'd been down. And then we got a couple down here on Blakeville Road that are low.
Well, that one on my road is low.
Yeah.
But that one ain't hurt for nothing, so go ahead and smack it. I got to pull that pole. Did I tell you that ridiculous thing that happened? So there's two poles there, right?
Yeah.
They put all the stuff on the new pole.
Yeah.
The telephone company still had their stuff on the old pole. So then the telephone company came along, and I abandoned the telephone company and took up Comcast, right? So they put their stuff on the new pole. So the copper line was on the old pole. Well, I run into the guy wire with my tractor one day, and the wire come ripping down. I said, oh, good. Nothing's going to work at the house. Well, not the house. I think it's working. So I ain't hooked to nothing, obviously. So we coiled the wire up, got it out of the road, called them up, said, hey, you know, you guys are the last man standing on this abandoned telephone pole. Well, you're not a customer. I know I'm not a customer. You've got a dead, abandoned telephone pole on my property, and you're supposed to remove those. I said, I don't, just remove it, take the wire down, do whatever, and just leave the pole there. Well, and I was talking to somebody in North Carolina, of course, or something. So, anyways, months later, I get a phone call. We got an appointment to come up and do something to your cell phone pole. Oh, yeah. So come get it up. So they came. I told my wife, I said, tell them, leave the pole right there when they pull it, and I'll just, they don't have to dispose of it. So she went down and put a note on it. Says, leave the pole here. So they did.
No wire on it?
No wires on it. She said they showed up there and milled around there for about an hour and then left. They rolled up the other wire that I'd already rolled up and took it. I'm like, so now I got this pole there with a guy wire and a long piece of copper that hangs right over the driveway. You know, I figured you were going to catch it sometime because it's hanging down there pretty good. It's like, I think their note was taken a little too literally. Leave the pole here. Okay.
Maybe she should have been a little more specific. Take it down, but leave it here.
Cut the pole down. Take
it. It was fun. And then the guys came up to trim the bushes the other day, and I got a tree right by the pole in the yard. And she's like, well, I don't want to cut it all down because it makes a little shade there, you know, in the summer. Dogs like to go there and lay in it or whatever. They come out with a bucket truck, five guys, chipper truck, pickup, the whole show, and they cut like maybe five limbs off it. And then they left. It's like, jeez.
Do you want their number to call them back?
No, that's fine.
Because they left their card here.
Did they?
Yeah, to let us know that they were.
They get paid so much, like, to do, like, two poles
so
a day.
So many feet, yeah.
So many feet a day.
So that pole, they made a lot of money on that pole. One pole, they got five branches, and they left the brush laying right on my lawn.
Wait, oh, they didn't what? Chip it?
Didn't even take it with them.
Oh, I see. You're supposed to leave the wood right there.
The wood, yeah.
Yeah, it did say that. The letter did say that. They were going to leave the wood there. Well,
I'll follow my sword. I didn't get to this at all, this document. So change this, the concrete one. I've got some of that. What we need to change to make it match what we really want them to do.
But and some of it you had.
I just haven't got to it.
People doing the excavation was one cutting the wall out, but I think that would fall under the concrete people.
Probably, you? Yeah. Would, so yeah. That's one of the things.
Work with the.
They cut it open. Usually, concrete guys in there will cut the wall.
Concrete guys will do that work. Yeah. So that, but that'll all.
But he had it under the excavation part.
Okay. I did.
Yeah.
Removal of resistant bulkhead.
Yeah.
And that probably ought to be down here. And
probably the removal of the bulkhead would be one thing. But the carpenter the wall.
Probably used to be the carpenter.
Melissa and I do have one request. I'll get it squared away. That new porches don't go under here.
Understood. Because of the snowfall.
Because of the snowfall.
Or if you do it on the gable, on the...
You got to put...
put a dormer.
Put a dormer, or you got to put those... What do they call them things? They bolt to the roof, keep the snow from
sliding. Yeah, but all the ice and everything, when it rains, all goes down and...
Yeah.
Well, right now there's a bunch of ice on there because we can't.
No, you need a dormer. If a door is under a sliding thing, you need a little dormer or something.
Just because it's. Did you guys also look at the maps in the Lamoille planning? Because that is our map isn't there. Just make sure you.
I looked at the map. I noticed that Elmore kind of pulled the same stunt we did.
Yep.
Everybody's yellow. Mm-hmm. The whole town.
Yeah. Did you look at...
What does yellow mean?
I forget.
Where's the key?
Yellow means rural general.
Because
we had two little hiding spots.
We got three hamlets.
Yeah.
Mills, Corners, and the post office.
Oh.
Three little hamlets.
Okay.
Look at Johnson's.
Oh, I know.
Like, what is all this, like...
All of this is downtown. This is all going to get tax breaks for rapid development.
Yeah. That's why the 70 houses that are going in.
That was the question I asked here. I said, what gives the three of us, hillbillies, the right to sit here and on a map of the town of Eden go,
you can build houses over here. But, no, you can't build houses over
this
there.
This is the town center, so you're going to get a tax break. But this is not the town center, so you're not. What gives us that power?
Like anything.
What
gives the state of Vermont tell you how many houses you got to build in your town?
Yeah. Well, they're not telling you how many you got to build.
They're suggesting
this year, but that's coming. It's coming. And I as a wrap up, I followed in Bennington. Bennington's in trouble. There's a bunch of money missing. Like a lot.
No, oh, Jesus.
Seven-figure money.
Oh wow.
But they had a housing, under this whole state, let's build more Section 8 housing, let's build these apartment buildings, all this stuff. Well, they couldn't get contractors to do it because it ain't worth it, right? They're not going to make any money. So the state managed the project.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what the price?
There, that went good.
You know what the price per square foot for those apartments turned into? $600 a square foot.
From three,
if you had a contractor. Where'd all that money go?
Administration.
That's what they said. You should see it. It's like, oh, well, you had to have this, and you had to have this, and these guys had a whole office.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, you're spending money on bullshit.
It's just like FEMA when they were talking last year through all these floods.
Yeah.
And the administration was more than what the actual work it was being
done.
They
give out money.
The price, if you have the state manage your construction project, is double.
So what you're saying is don't make the state quality of construction.
That's why they wouldn't give it. They wouldn't tell us how much the administration was on the G1 money.
That's right.
They wouldn't tell us.
No, because they kept taking it longer.
I know.
The dollar number kept going down. Dwindling.
Yeah.
They didn't even put the money in something that would make money.
Yeah.
Invest it a little bit.
No.
Fires putting it in the bank and getting
some interest. No, they're just drawing off their salary.
Yeah. John got real good with that.
Just be glad you don't have a water and light department.
High Park.
High Park. There was another one.
Oh, just High Park?
No.
Hardwick's
another
in the same boat.
Oh, yeah. Hardwick is, too, now.
High Park.
And then there was another one not local to here.
Jesus.
Further down in the state, same thing. $175,000.
Oh, nothing like that. High Park's at $1.4 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this
that's
is
what they're
year.
In debt for down there?
No, they.
Yeah, $1.4 million they lost. This person embezzled over.
Oh, embezzled. Yeah, no.
10 years.
Oh.
Trying to figure out where it all.
So the best, one I heard today was in was one of the things from.
Somebody didn't ask
Minnesota.
I think
all the hubbub was going on in Minnesota and all the noise and all the stuff. Well, in amongst all the noise.
one of these guys pled guilty to fraud. $54 million. He either pled guilty or he got found guilty by a jury. $54 million in fraud. So he's guilty. He got sentenced to like 20 years.
What good does that do?
No, it's even more fun.
The judge
then overturned the sentence and turned the guy loose. Done. No fine, nothing.
Why?
I don't know why.
Who is kissing whose pocket on that?
Somebody made some money.
50%.
And that's an absolute
50,
fact.
Right? 50-50.
Bullshit. That's an absolute fact. That happened. The judge turned this guy's conviction. He pardoned him, basically.
Wow.
And let him go. What? If I embezzled $26, I'd be gone for life. I would.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I got one other thing.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
Well, if you
hold
if
that can, motion.
I had a guy interested in coming to work.
Oh, good.
CDL license. He's plowed before. What rate of pay would you?
He's got a CDL?
Yeah.
You're the road commissioner, and you know what our guidelines are, right?
So. Yeah. So fall within.
I would try to. If,
yeah. Well, gonna I have
will,
to.
I will weigh in on that. My personal thing is, if it's a difference between getting him and not, use your judgment if he's a good guy.
As long as we don't, you know how I feel about Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
About,
yeah.
There's got to be some room in there.
Yeah.
So we'll have to renegotiate somewhere because I don't. Yes. I'm out vote. I didn't do this other, and I've been very vocal about that. So.
Yeah, I have been right along.
Okay, just tell
him. I have a hard time hiring somebody and paying
I understand
more money.
That we got to do something different, but I'm not gonna. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying leave it to your discretion. And if it comes down to that, come back and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I know what he's getting where he is, and he's not happy there. He stopped in. And,
well, happiness.
And I was going to have him come, because he has afternoons off, have him come up. People need to realize
what we have compared to,
huh?
There's actually snow here that we have to plow.
Well, no.
No, not that, but it's different.
You can't walk away from a place that you have everything that you desire, like new equipment and everything else. We have good equipment down here.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's good because.
Not all new.
It's good because you maintain it.
We try to.
And try to keep track of it.
But that's. And we're a two-man crew down here, and we do it all from changing the oils, hoses.
So part of it is explaining.
Alternators, we change. This person. I mean, we try to do all our own maintenance. And,
yeah, that's a good plan, and make sure the guy knows what he's getting into.
Yeah.
What the job entails.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's more than driving a truck.
So what was the rate of pay for
employees?
For you got that? Give it to me tomorrow.
Yeah, I will get
so,
it for you.
So again,
I got it down somewhere. The shop. Actually.
I know it's somewhere here.
All right, you feel better. Comes down to the difference of getting a good guy or not.
Yeah.
We need to circle back. It's just because it's so hard, and you know we got to get some help.
Yeah.
And I know, but losing one is not going to help either.
No, and I don't.
Yeah,
you got to be
thing.
Fair to the existing employees as well. I mean, that's important. So yeah, I mean, as the road commissioner, that falls right directly on your shoulders.
Well, no, it doesn't, because...
I know, but it kind of does.
Well, you guys write the check. Sign the check.
Yeah, we sign the check.
So, I mean...
But you...
I don't want
to... You hear what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
If it's,
the
know,
problem... I thought... I thought Cambridge was union down there, but they're not.
No, they're not.
But they pay their health well.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Benefits too.
Benefits.
Yeah.
And the benefits here are probably the same as there. Or close.
Yeah, they got like a 401k. They don't have the retirement.
They don't have the state
retirement stuff.
No.
Which is
the state retirement's way better.
Yeah. Because
you get.
I don't know. I mean, 401k is just you putting in your money, right?
And they might. Have
and they
a match
it with a
double
match.
Yeah.
The
match
it
all.
Depending on where you are, 4 or 5%.
But it's still not a pension.
Yeah. There's
true.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's really good in here.
Yeah. Which is about what you do for the state.
Yeah.
Right.
But a pension is a significantly different thing.
That's the whole thing in here. That's the only people I had that around
with. 401ks come to an end, depending on how much money there is in it and how fast you draw it out. A pension never stops. So there's a huge argument to be made there.
Stops when you stop.
Stops when you stop.
Yeah.
The 401k can stop before you stop, which is a problem.
Did you, Ricky, look again at the depreciation or the values of the equipment after I changed it?
I didn't look at your paper. After we did the talk there.
Okay.
I did talk to Dan, and Dan said that I'm probably pretty close in the ballpark. Okay. I might be a little high on the truck, but you go buy a new truck, and you're talking $268,000, and you got one that's 2018, so it's 8 years old. I figured, I looked in the on the book there, and trucks are expensive right now. Used trucks are expensive.
Used trucks are high, so you're
And I figured it was $90,000. I think it was $95,000, something like that. I don't know what you did end up putting on there. I did kind of glance at it, but I didn't really.
That's fine. I added another column so that, I mean, so there's the depreciation value.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's none of these numbers really mean a lot, but then there's the what was the dealer had said what was worth, so that there's some comparison of.
Because trading, like our loader, a girl, Gretchen, I said, what the hell, what's it cost for a new loader, you know, last year? And she said, well, this one here is worth $35,000. So our loader is only worth $35,000 if they're taking it.
Yeah,
but if they're gonna sell it,
right,
you're probably looking at 50 to 60,000.
Well, a lot like the fire trucks. Look, they did down there with the fire.
They sold that old fire truck more than they paid for.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got rid of. I mean, they did real well on that.
It's all about
money.
Demand, right?
Yeah. So, it's what the dealer would give you for it versus what it's actually worth. You know,
the open market.
Yeah. And, Lowell, they had bad luck.
Yeah, I see that. They didn't have anything left. Yeah, that's too bad.
They got one plow truck. They didn't lose their loader, and they didn't lose their grader.
Yeah.
I think the thing that's going to hurt them the worst is they got no place. I don't know if they found a shop somewhere where they can.
I don't know.
That's the worst part this time of the year. You mean the other morning, 20 below.
Right.
And your truck's sitting outside.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Kind of hard on.
It's hard on the equipment.
Yeah.
Ether.
Yeah. So Butch made a motion to adjourn.
Oh.
I will second said motion. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Then we are now adjourned.